This is the NTT IndyCar Series.
Pato Award has hit the button. He goes to the high side. They get awfully close to the start finish line.
Matteo Berrucci coming to the attention of that AJ Boyd racing crew. The team goes to work on that.
Grosjean trying to make it three wide into turn number one.
Grosjean decided to back out of that just a little
bit. Side by side battle for the lead. Here comes Grosjean. Here comes David Malukas. They want to get up and play, but now it looks like a two horse race in the entrance of turn number three.
And we have a problem. It's Romain Grosjean who hit the wall, leaving turn number two.
Yeah, tough race to win. Very, very difficult.
With live flag-to-flag coverage from the streets of Long Beach, this is the IndyCar Radio Network.
Other than Indy, no other race is so easily identified by a single phrase. Long Beach is no doubt on the bucket list of wins coveted by open-wheel racers. Michael, Mario Andretti, Alan Zarr Jr., Alex Zanardi, Sebastian Bourdais built this proud tradition, and now Scott Dixon, Will Power, Alexander Rossi, Colton Herta, and Joseph Newgarden continue to add to its legacy. This is Mark James. Welcome to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. We'll start first by welcoming in Michael Young. Michael helping us out with pre-race interviews before he takes his perch in that hairpin today. Hello, Michael.
Well, good afternoon, Mark James. Excited for this afternoon's race. Talking with Scott McLaughlin, who is speaking with Romain Grosjean. Everybody getting ready to go. How much has this track changed from Friday, Saturday qualifying to this morning's warm-up?
Not too much. It's with the IMSA rubber going down, it's definitely grippy a little bit, but I think with the sun coming out, it's going to really enhance the tires. I think the green tire works with a bit of heat, so it will be interesting. Car felt good in warm-up, but who knows.
Best of luck to you today. We wish you all the best.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Scott McLaughlin starts on the inside of row five, Mark James.
Let's welcome in Alex Wolf. Alex.
And standing here with the driver of the Arrow McLaren, number five, Chevrolet, Pato Award. And Pato rolling off for the sixth position, the first one starting those primary tires, the blacks. What do you think about maybe the strategy for this race? Is it pretty straightforward, or could there be some nuances to it?
I think you can make a lot of different strategies work. You just have to have the pace. So we've had a great race car all weekend. I'm excited for the race, and it's just going to be all about getting our laps down and knowing what we have to do in order to make our strategy be the good one, you know?
Oh, certainly. It should be an exciting day, and we wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Michael? With Romain Grosjean, Romain, good warm-up session. I was watching in the hairpin work thing starting on the inside of row number two. Second place finisher last year. Is this finally going to be the breakout win for you?
Well, let's see. I can tell you that in 85 laps, but we've got a good car. We've got a good team. We've been strong in some bit. We're strong here, so we're just going to go out there, do our best, and see what we have to check a flag.
It was impressive to see Kyle Kirkwood yesterday, the entire team going to congratulate him. How proud are you of that young man?
Yeah, he's done a great job, and I like Kyle since last year, and I'm glad he's in the team. We've got a good relationship, and he's done a good job, and I'm happy he's starting pole.
Best of luck today.
Thank you.
Romain Grosjean will start on the inside of row number two. Alex Wolf.
And we talked to Pato Award's McLaren teammate Felix Rosenquist. And Felix, I talked to you after a qualifying yesterday. You seemed to be pretty confident about the car you had after that last half hour of practice this morning. Has that confidence stayed the same or maybe increased a little bit going into the 85 lapper?
I don't know. I tried to not read in too much to warm up. Kind of sucked our program. I thought, the Reds definitely dagged more than last year based on, you know, what we've done in warm up. But, you know, sometimes it's opposite in a race, like you never know. So, yeah, I think they'll be worse, but it might be hard to do a full stint on them or even 21, 22 laps. But we are starting on black, so we had the benefit of watching what the others do on the reds, and hopefully there'll be a bunch of cars to pass and end of that first stint.
I wish you the best of luck out there today.
Thank you, man.
And Michael Young has a former winner here at the Grand Prix.
Colton Herta won this race back in 2021. Colton, you just missed out on the fast six, but it looks like you have a very fast race car. The day-to-day, how do you get through something like this?
Yeah, bro. It's just difficult when you're in that situation, the fast six, put tires on or not to. It's a difficult situation, but we've got a fast race car. Gamebridge Honda is super quick, and I felt very good in this warm-up. So I'm hoping for clean start, clean pit stops, and then try to move forward from that.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Colton Herta will start on the inside of row number four, Alex Wolf.
And the defending champion here on the streets of Long Beach is Joseph Newgarden. Joseph, you roll off from the eighth starting position. What do you think it's going to take to repeat here on the streets?
Oh, bro, I'm just so excited to be here. Stoked to be here in Long Beach. But I'm feeling really good. You know, Hitachi car's been fast. Team Chevy's done a great job. It's going to be very difficult, I think, to get through the front of this field. Tires is going to be, I think, you know, all about today. It's just about how you utilize the greens, when you use them, you know, they fall off too much or not. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine, but I think we got a good race car to go forward with.
I certainly wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Michael?
Marcus Ericsson will start on the outside of row number one, and he's going to be back-to-back street races. It looks like you have a pretty fast hot rod out there.
I do, yeah. It's been a good start of the year. I think Chip Ganassi Racing, we've done a good job in the off-season to improve on an already strong package, and, you know, three Ganassi cars in the top five, I think that says a lot.
Comment on the change from last year to this year. This has not been a very good track for you. What, out of the gate, you've been strong. What has been the difference?
To be fair, last year already we were really strong here, but I threw that away in the end of the race, hitting the wall whilst running on the podium in P3. So I felt a lot of revenge coming here this year and sort of unfinished business. So started off strong already on practice one and being just like, you know, fine-tuning on that setup and driving, and yeah, put us on a good spot now for the race.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Marcus Ericsson will start on the outside of row number one.
Scott Dixon, another former winner here at Long Beach. And Scott, what do you think, starting on those alternate tires, what does the strategy look like for the 9 team?
Yeah, it should be pretty good. The car's been fast pretty much every session. You know, it's great to see all the Ganassi cars up the front, and, you know, feel bad for Marcus yesterday with his situation, because I think he would have made it to the, you know, possibly to the fast six as well. But yeah, the number 9 PNC Bank car, I got to mention too, it's great to see that the first five were Hondas in qualifying. But yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag on strategy, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out today.
Look forward to what should be a very exciting day for the former winner here on the streets of Long Beach. Best of luck.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
And Michael has a word with our pole sitter.
Yeah, it's an exciting weekend for this young man. First ever pole in the NTT IndyCar Series. That's all yesterday. Today is the day to try to get that first win. But walk us through this last 24 hours, this last weekend for you.
Yeah, it's been a lot more busy than I'm used to being up front like this. It's a lot more media and whatnot. But I've stayed focused. I've definitely stayed focused and understand what we need to do here today. Ultimately, qualifying is just where you're starting the race. So we need to keep it there for 85 laps. That's the plan. And a lot of that starts with the start, you know, getting through the start cleanly, getting out front. It's really tough to pass the street courses. So hopefully our AutoNation Honda has got the pace that we expect it to have to keep it there.
Not to get too big picture, but last year, coming into this year with Andretti Autosport, the support you got from your teammates yesterday after you got the pole, mentally, how have things changed for you in just this past season?
It's massive. You know, when you have a big team like this and you got a group of drivers that are amazing and they work together so awesome, it makes things a lot easier, and that's where the success is coming from. It's not only just me. There's a great group of guys that you guys don't get to see that are making this whole thing happen, and they're making my life a lot easier.
Go get him. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Kyle Kirkwood would bring him down. His first ever pole of the NTT IndyCar Series.
That is 9 of the top 10. Great stuff from Alex Wolf and Michael Young. Michael Young will head out to the hairpin now where he will call the action today. Alex will be joined later on in the broadcast by Ryan Marine and Georgia Henneberry on pit road. When we come back, we'll hear from our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton. He, too, doing double duty today. He's piloting the fastest seat in sports as we move closer to the green flag of the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Pre-race festivities, Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton, joins us. Davey, I know this special moment for you, piloting the fastest seat in sports today.
Yeah, I'll know track conditions really well. It means I'll be the first one around, Mark, and be able to let all of our listeners know. But track looks good. It was good earlier today. Looking forward to a great event. And how about the crowd here today, Mark? I mean, people have piled into this Long Beach Grand Prix again, as they do year after year. And excited for a great race. I mean, we got on the stage getting introduced, Mark. I noticed all the young rookies kind of in a group, and then I seen all the veterans sitting down just kind of relaxing behind there. So you can tell a big difference between the rookies and the veterans.
Marcus Ericsson, Joseph Newgarden, winners of the first two races, and yet Pato O'Ward comes into this race first in points. It looks as though this season-long battle is shaping up to be very similar to last year in the fact that not necessarily race wins, but consistency is going to win you a championship.
Yeah, you know, you have to have that consistency, but don't forget, Pato O'Ward, as we know, he could have won those two races just as easy as run second, so it's coming for him, and this could be the race. There's so many, you know, tough drivers up front. Andretti cars obviously look very good. As you know, when we all decided to pick a driver, I picked Michael because I feel one of his cars could very well be in victory lane, but don't count out anybody else. We just, you know, we see Ganassi cars, three of them in the top five. Scott Dixon, you know, just the Iceman, as cool as as he is. This track takes patience. You can't put a wheel wrong. I mean, there's walls on both sides. We've seen a lot of carnage and a lot of runoffs, and you can't do that when it's race time. And Scott Dixon, you know, he knows how to run this place.
Now, we have talked about pit strategy, and this is a definite two-stopper, somewhere around lap 25 to 30 and then lap 53 to 59. It's said that two stops, your chances of winning are at 75%. Now, if you're at the rear of the field and you want to gamble on three stops, that first one would come between 10 and 19 and then lap 27 and lap 53. Your chances of winning there, Davey, fall from 75% with a two-stop strategy all the way down to 25% with a three-stop strategy.
Yeah, that three-stop strategy, Mark, you really have to have a lot of luck to go with you and hit it just right, because it takes so long to get down pit lane. This is an extremely long pit lane, so it takes to do an extra stop, you're burning up time. And so you're right. I think it's a two-stopper. It's easy to do on fuel. We talked about this earlier. It'd be great, I think, if they just upped the laps just a few to make it a three-stop or two-stop that either one could win.
Now, you don't have any former pole sitters starting on the front row. Kirkwood just won his first. Erickson has yet to win a pole. So any level of concern if you're Dixon and some of those guys behind them that have started on pole before?
Well, you know, it is different. Now, I don't care what anybody says. When you start on the pole of a race and you're leading the field, even though you're confident, you know you belong there, but it is different. You're in charge of that entire field. Now, we all know what turn one means. That means it's going to be 3-4 wide, fanning down in there. And we've seen sometimes second row wants to jump by that first row and could cause problems. So right now, I'm sure they've talked to each other. They want to get through their clean and green. If I'm even Erickson, I'd say, you know what, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to file in behind you, and let's just get through this first lap. It's a long race ahead of us. And we don't want to see what happened in St. Pete, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we have mentioned before, though, that, boy, in recent memory, there's only been a couple of times that a pole sitter has won this race. That tells you that you need to be careful in turn number one, because this is not a sprint. It's a marathon over 85 laps.
Yeah, well, and let's remember this. Remember Colton Herta, how he dominated this event, and then he got behind in a pit stop, put him back. Then he tried too hard, and he just made a mistake, crashes in turn nine. And so the pole sitter doesn't always win, as you said. So you got to be careful. You got to be meticulous. Your pit strategy needs to be on mark here. And sometimes yellows help you, sometimes they don't. But right now, you got to make sure you have a good clean stop, because it's, as I said before, a really long pit lane. You lose a lot of time in it.
Five times, in fact, over the 39-year history. Only five times in 39 years has the pole sitter gone on to win this race. Okay, in terms of the green compound tires, the alternate compound, it clearly states, Davey, we saw after qualifying, that those sticker greens certainly have a heck of an advantage over those scuff greens.
They sure do. I mean, they absolutely have more speed. We know that in qualifying, it's 3/4 of a second quicker on the green sidewall tires than the standard black. So we know they're faster. The whole key here is dag. How fast are they going to wear out? How much time are they going to lose in the long runs? Is that going to be a better tire to be on in two stints, or you wanted those blacks in two and the greens in one? So that's a good point. Nobody's really did a long run on these green sidewall, softer compound Firestone tires, so it's new to them as well.
And lastly, the grip about as good right now as it's been all weekend long?
It actually is. You know, this morning it was a bit slick before we went on air for the final practice, and it was definitely slippery out there. We did another two-seater event right after that, and it really came around. The sun came out. The track got cleaned up. The rubber was good. I feel that it's as good as it's been all weekend.
All right, Davey, look forward to you joining us after that ride. Have a good, safe ride. Have a lot of fun out there, and you'll join us shortly after the green flag flies.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys momentarily.
Well,
thanks.
Joseph Newgarden at Texas Motor Speedway goes back-to-back in 2 years in a row. He doesn't take the lead late in the race until lap 249. Here's the recap.
Another pass for the lead. Joseph Newgarden with Pato Award to the outside of turn number four.
Pato Award has hit the button. He goes to the high side. They get awfully close to the start-finish line and set up for turn number one. They'll stay side-by-side in the apex of turn number two.
Boy, it looked for a second like Award was going to make that stick in the straightaway. Newgarden actually got underneath them. They ran side-by-side into two, but Award now separates again into turn number three. Car length and a half advantage now for Pato Award.
Newgarden to the high side into turn number one.
Joseph Newgarden made the high side the middle. groove. Stuck it right there. Has not moved at all. Pato O'Ward is right behind him with Alex Palou washing up just a little bit. Now Palou to the inside. Going to try to take that spot back from Newgarden. It's Palou, Newgarden, side by side up turn number four.
Palou was on older tires. It hasn't bothered him just as yet. They almost go three wide into turn number one, but Pato O'Ward has to lift a little bit. Joseph Newgarden slipped the P1 and starts to pull away off at turn number two.
There is not a knuckle in this place. It isn't white right now. Joseph Newgarden with Pato O'Ward to his outside off turn number two. Newgarden now starts to extend just a little bit into turn number three. Pato O'Ward slots in just behind him. Alex Palou runs at third with David Malukas.
Pato O'Ward made an erratic move off at turn number four. Don't know how he kept it off the wall. They're side by side in the apex of turn number two.
They literally look like slot cars entering turn number two. Joseph Newgarden in that white and baby blue PPG machine. The orange of Pato O'Ward just to his outside. Newgarden slinks in just a little bit. Now Alex Palou runs in third, trying to get a good look at all of that. David Malukas runs in fourth.
Side-by-side battle for the lead. Here comes Grosjean. Here comes David Malukas. They want to get up a play, but now it looks like a two-horse race in the entrance of turn number three.
And we have a problem. It's Romain Grosjean who hit the wall, leaving turn number two. And as a result of that, Newgarden now with O'Ward just behind him with a caution flag coming out. Romain Grosjean did not make it out of turn number two.
Joseph Newgarden going to go back-to-back at Texas Motor Speedway. He wins the PPG 375. Race festivities continue. Going to go trackside in just a couple of minutes. The NTT IndyCar Series continues to lead the field in the race for equality and change. Louisa Macer is back with more in this week's On Track with Diversity, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant.
Indy Next by Firestone driver Jamie Chadwick drives the number 28 DHL entry from Andretti Autosport. And today she talks to us about what it means to become a role model and the excitement about her involvement in the new series.
For me, it's always been very cool to see, you know, how many women have been successful and competed over in the States in particular, particularly as you see IndyCar. We've seen a lot of women on that starting grid. So, yeah, with Indy Next, although it's been a while since we've seen, a lot of female drivers in the championship, I want to ultimately try and showcase that there is a clear pathway for women. And by doing that and doing it with Andretti and now with the support DHL, I feel like it's the best opportunity I've had to do it, and yeah, just excited to try and showcase that to anyone looking in. And like I said, the advice I would give is that there are opportunities now. There are so many doors that are opening, so I try and take them with both hands and yeah, give it everything.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.
Hey, race fans. It's Mark Derrickson. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
And listen for more about that coming up a little bit later on in this show. Michael Young with a great conversation, giving us a sneak peek of behind the scenes of the production of that show. Well, this weekend's Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach will mark the 39th IndyCar Series event on the historic Long Beach circuit. Mario Andretti won the first IndyCar Series race in 1984. Joseph Newgarden, of course, is the defending race winner. Al Unser Jr. probably gets mail at Long Beach. He's won it six times. Will Power and Alexander Rossi are the only inner drivers with multiple wins. Power won in 2008 and 2012. Rossi went back-to-back in 18 and 19. Other former race winners today, Elio Castroneves, Scott Dixon, Simon Pagenaud, Colton Herta, and Joseph Newgarden. Four rookies in the field today: Marcus Armstrong, Augustin Canapino, Benjamin Peterson, and Stingray Robb, all rookies here at Long Beach. Now it's time to go trackside for pre-race festivities.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able and remove your hats as the soldiers from the Long Beach Army Recruiting Company present our nation's colors. Please remain standing as Chaplain Chuck Lessig of IndyCar Ministries offers today's invocation.
Let's pray. Lord God, to invite you into our race today. Thank you for our freedom, both through you and living as we look to you for a safe yet exciting afternoon of IndyCar racing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Here today to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Tim Kepler.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and the bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free, and the
here's today's NTT IndyCar Series starting lineup, presented by Advance Auto Parts. Row 14.
Connor Daly, United States.
Row 13.
Agustin Canapino, Argentina.
David Malukas, United States.
Row 12.
Graham Rahal, United States of America.
Benjamin Peterson, Denmark and United States.
Row 11.
Callum Ilott, United Kingdom.
Stingray Robb, United States.
Row 10.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Canada.
Rinus VK, the Netherlands.
Row 9.
Santino Ferrucci, United States.
Christian Lundgaard, Denmark.
Row 8.
Elio Castro Neves, Brazil.
Jack Harvey, United Kingdom.
Row 7.
Simon Pagenaud, France.
Will Power, Australia.
Row 6.
Marcus Armstrong, New Zealand.
Alexander Rossi, United States.
Row 5.
Felix Rosenquist, Sweden.
Scott McLaughlin, New Zealand.
Row 4.
Joseph Newgarden, United States.
Colton Herta, United States.
Row 3.
Patricio Ward, Monterrey, Mexico.
Scott Dixon, New Zealand.
Row 2.
Alex Palou, Spain.
Romain Grosjean, France.
On the outside of Row 1.
Marcus Ericsson, Sweden.
And starting on the pole.
Kyle Kirkwood, United States.
Today's starting lineup is presented by Advance Auto Parts, the official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series.
Just a couple of minutes away from the command to get the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach underway. Just a little under 2 miles in length, 11 turns. One of the busiest guys today will be Jake Query. Not only does he get them into turn number one, but he'll get them again coming at him through five and then through turn number six. Let's welcome Jake Query.
Thank you so much, Mark. The easiest way to explain it to the eye for the listener is the fact that Shoreline Drive is one of the main thoroughfares here that runs along really the water and then goes around an entertainment district in Long Beach. And so I am actually situated essentially in the median, for lack of a better phrase, of that drive, meaning that they go past me into turn number one to my left. And when they do so at a very high rate of speed. They will get a marker about 500 yards before that left-handed turn number one to let them know that that turn is upcoming. As a matter of fact, at about the 350-yard mark, they will see the end of the blend-in line from where those that are exiting pit road will be joining the fray as well. Once they make that left-handed turn, it's around the fountain area, a very tight part of this racetrack here in Long Beach, before eventually working their way back to a right-handed turn number 5. That brings them back up shoreline in the opposite direction in which I saw them going away from me. Now going towards me, they take a left-handed turn. That is turn number 6. That is Pine Avenue here in Long Beach. The interesting part, all of shoreline is cement and concrete. Pine Avenue is a brandly new paved asphalt. So there is a change in grip when they make that left-handed turn. It's a very fun portion of the racetrack, Mark. I look forward to calling it today and seeing what sort of action we might see here in one of the great races we do throughout the course of the year. It is always a highlight to be here in Long Beach, California.
Thank you, Jake. Look forward to the call. They set up for turn number 8. It's been a troublesome spot over the past several years, but not too much trouble so far this weekend. The reason they're so anxious to clear turn number 8 is because it sets up the back straightaway, one of the fastest portions of this road course, into the tight right-hander. That's turn number 9. A lot of action expected there today, and Nick Yeoman's going to keep an eye on all of it.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Really excited to help call this crown jewel event of North American Motorsports. You mentioned turn number 8. Historically, that has been a corner that we've seen, the 90-degree right-hand corner where the tire barrier jumps out and gets drivers when they try to go side-by-side. Through practice and qualifying so far this weekend, they've kept it very tidy. When you blast through that corner, it is a long straightaway that is a seaside way, the street in downtown Long Beach. It is a great opportunity to set up passes, one of the faster portions of the racetrack as well. Drivers all weekend long have hugged the left side of the racetrack, and it is a tight braking zone for another 90-degree right-hand turn of turn number 9. Great place to set up some passes, but also a good place to throw away a good day if you can't get your car wowed down. Once they leave turn number 9, that's when the part of the racetrack gets very technical. It's a bender to the left-hander of turn number 10. And, Mark, we've got a pretty good announcer set up in one of the iconic spots on this racetrack.
Yeah, we've mentioned it a couple of times over the course of the weekend. Understandably so, you might get distracted in this view. It's high atop the iconic portion of this track, the one that everybody is aware of and everyone points to as the most significant portion. It is the iconic hairpin, but there's more to see than just the hairpin. And Michael Young is going to play traffic cop down there for us today.
Good afternoon, Mark James. Indeed, I'm on the other end of Shoreline Drive, and the iconic hairpin, as Nick Yeoman just stated, a 180-degree turn. I don't get to see a lot, but what I do see can be Calamity Corner. The entire field can pack up here. This is the part of the track where you could make or break your entire day because it's a blind corner. That left-hander of 10 coming into this final turn, turn number 11, you could easily bury the nose of your car into the rear end of the competitor in front of you. Things start to stack up. Things can get crazy. And then, of course, a good run off turn number 11 takes you down this long front straightaway. We see cruise ships. We see the Queen Mary. We see the Pacific Ocean. I'm right between Shoreline Drive and the beach, Mark. Not a better place than, or another place I'd rather be on this Sunday afternoon than here on the streets of Long Beach.
Yeah, Michael, very much looking forward to the call. And all throughout the course of this weekend, the crowds have continued to grow here at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. And congratulations to the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach, the president and CEO, longtime president and CEO, and our good friend Jim McKillion, for the job that they have done. Of course, disrupted by the pandemic, as much of the things in this land of ours and this world were. And not only was this event able to survive, but it also survived a sponsorship change a few years ago in the title sponsor, Acura, taking the baton from Toyota. And the crowds have continued to show up in mass throughout the course of this weekend, and we are awfully excited to get this event underway. Again, your pole sitter, Kyle Kirkwood. He'll be joined by Marcus Erickson on the front row. Now it's time to go trackside to get the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach underway.
Race fans, it's time for those most famous words in motorsports. Here to give the command, please welcome today's Grand Marshal, the center for the Anaheim Ducks, Adam Henrique.
Drivers, start your engines.
Seven cars. our field, and we have three outstanding pit reporters set to take you through the action today, give you tremendous insight on how the race strategy unfolds, and we'll find out who and what they'll be keeping an eye on today. Let's start by welcoming in Georgia Henneberry.
Well, thank you so much. I'm keeping an eye on Marcus Erickson in that CGR Husky Chocolate number 8. He's making his 50th NTT IndyCar Series start with CGR, this Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. And when I talked to him about this accomplishment, he smiled and said he couldn't even believe this was his fourth year with the team and recounted all of those good memories that they've had so far. He also reflected on how much he's developed over as a driver over the course of these 4 years and believes he's very different now. So learning from greats and teammates like Scott Dixon has tailored his development to who he is today. And the streets of Long Beach, not so kind to Erickson last year, but he's going to be using that disappointment at motivation starting second. Moving up pit lane a little bit, Alex Wolf, what do you see?
Well, George, I'm keeping an eye on the Andretti Autosport team. I talked about them at the opener in St. Pete, and they are still a big part of the story with the 2021 champion as the field rolls away. The 2021 champion on the streets of Long Beach, Colton Herta, in my section. You also have Roman Grosjean, runner-up here a year ago, looking for the victory as well. And then you have Kyle Kirk with the absolute blockbuster lap to take the pole position, looking for his first win and his IndyCar Series career. Kirkwood has won on every single step of the American Open Wheel Racing ladder system, and he looks to finish it off with an NTT IndyCar Series win from his first pole position from yesterday afternoon. We head a little bit further up the pit lane to the walking wounded, but being a soldier and making it through, Ryan Reed. Ryan, what are you looking at?
Hey, thanks so much, Alex. And for me, the fastest car in the two practice sessions going into qualifying, that belonged to Pato O'Ward. He topped both of the pre-qualifying sessions for the NTT IndyCar Series, but only managed to qualify sixth for today's race. Pato just climbed aboard his car, and the message from the pit stand was, be patient. We know you have the speed. We know you have the pace. Flex the muscle when it's appropriate, but this is a long race, and be patient. One thing he does have in his favor, he is the only driver out of the top seven starting positions that will be starting on the primary Firestone tires. Everyone around him will be on the alternate greens, so a different strategy perspective from the Arrow McLaren team and Pato O'Ward. Finally, a note on the conditions as expected here in Southern California. It's a beautiful day. The cloud cover we had for the warm-up session earlier this morning, that has burned off. It leaves us with a mostly clear sky. Temperatures right around 60 degrees. It is a wonderful day here in Southern California, and I can't wait to go racing on the streets of Long Beach.
Ryan Marine, a trooper for sure. Glad you were able to convalesce yesterday. Alex Wolf did a great job covering duties yesterday. Appreciate Michael Young's help with the pre-race. Georgia joining us, and happy to have Ryan back with us today. I look forward to their call over the next 85 laps or so. A couple of notes for you. Two California natives are entered in the field. Of course, Colton Herta and Alexander Rossi. There are four rookies. Marcus Armstrong, Augustine Canapino, Benjamin Peterson, and Stingray Robb. Some of the milestones today. Connor Daly makes his 100th IndyCar Series start. Alex Palou is making his 50th start. Scott Dixon is extending his consecutive start streak to 308, the second longest streak in IndyCar Series history. Let's go back around the course one more time, get the thoughts and impressions of our turn announcers. We'll start at turn number one with Jake Query.
Thank you, Mark. The area that I think might be the most interesting, aside from turn number one, with Kyle Kirkwood, the youngster, on pole, we have seen what happens. Nick Yeoman mentioned it between Joseph Newgarden, Dario Franchitti. When Newgarden was an upstart young driver in turn number one, things get very narrow. We will keep an eye on that. Turn five also will be interesting. There have been a couple who have made contact. Rinus VK, Caleb Ilott, over the course of the weekend in turn number five. Just a couple of the areas, Mark, that we will take a look at to see whether or not the field is able to get through that area, and then of course setting up here for turn number six. Nick Yeoman, it is always good to be here in Long Beach, and you can tell these drivers know the history of this street course, and you've got a bunch of cars that are going to be eager today to try to get to victory lane here in Long Beach, California.
Yeah, you ask each and every one of these drivers next to the Indianapolis 500, this is the race on the calendar. They all want to win. It's the history, it's the prestige, it's all these fans, it's the ambiance, it's the atmosphere, everything that goes in the Acura Grand Grand Prix of Long Beach, and it is exciting this time of year has roared back onto the IndyCar calendar as we start to get hyped up for the month of May just around the corner. The colors of these race cars pop so vividly around this racetrack. The pink of our pole sitter, Kyle Kirkwood. The red and white of the Indy 500 champion, Marcus Ericsson, who starts second. The green and the yellow of row number two of Grosjean and Pillow. Michael, it's a beautiful racetrack, beautiful race cars, a lot of beautiful people as well. I'll count you in that as well, my friend. Boy, we're excited to go racing here once again in Long Beach.
It certainly is, and it has turned into a beautiful day. The fans have packed these grandstands as we get ready to go racing here on the streets of Long Beach. Remember, just 2 years ago, Pato Award's championship hopes taken out Ed Jones, and he collided here at the hairpin in turn number 11. Who will find this to be Calamity Corner today, or who will make or break themselves and potentially pull off a win? It's going to be an exciting one, Mark James, here on the streets of Long Beach as we get set to go.
Yeah, we're excited about it for sure. Again, Kirk Wood and Erickson will be on the front row. Grosjean and Pillow, Scott Dixon, Pato Award, Herta, Newgarden, McLaughlin, and Felix Rosenquist, the top 10. Michael's the formation taking shape in front of you?
It certainly is. We see Kyle Kirkwood, now Marcus Ericsson will jump into place. Romain Grosjean next to the machine of Alex Pillow. We're getting ready to go racing here on the streets of Long Beach.
And the alignment was very, very late. The rear of the field pretty much single file, although for the battle for third is three wide as they head to jQuery.
They are three wide indeed. Marcus Ericsson went to the outside of Kyle Kirkwood, but Kirkwood, the rookie, was able to shut that door. Actually, second-year driver, first time on pole for Kyle Kirkwood. He is very clean through the fountain area. Everybody starts to mind their P's and Q's, but one car did not make it through, Mark. It's one of the Auto Nation Michael Schenck machines. It's Elio Castroneves, one of the former winners, as Kyle Kirkwood, under a full-course caution, leads Marcus Ericsson and Romain Grosjean through turn number six. But, Mark, Elio Castroneves did not make his way through turn number five.
Caution on the course on the opening lap here at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Opening lap incident involving Elio Castroneves. Georgia Henneberry sees him bring his car back to pit road.
Elio Castroneves has made his way back to pit lane. A new front nose going on the front of the 06. The crew working to do that as quickly as possible, but also making sure everything gets fastened and put on correctly. Still sitting in pit lane as they try to get that nose on, but that looks to be the only adjustment that they are making.
Yeah, that's for sure, and he's very, very fortunate in that regard. And another opening lap incident for Elio Castroneves on a road and street course going to drop him to the rear of the field. And fortunately, it was just getting into the tire barriers, getting into the wall, and bolt-on stuff. And we're taking a look at those. Start. Our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton, joins us now. And, Davey, we're getting a look at the restart. And I'll tell you, it was really disjointed. I mean, the first five rows or so had gone two by two, but it was single file off the hairpin.
Yeah, you know, it was a little disjointed right there. I think Kirkwood, he slowed down a little bit, then took off, wanted to make sure he had that lead. They got through turn one, obviously, fairly nicely, but a little cat and mouse there at the green flag.
So, again, Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean, Newgarden, Award, the top five. Pillow, Dixon, Herta, McLaughlin, and Rosenquist, the top ten. Rossi, Armstrong, Power, Pagino, and Harvey. Lundgaard, Ferrucci, VK, DeFrancesco, Stingray, Robb, and then Peterson, Rahal, Malukas, Kalamailot, 24th. 25th, Canapino, 26th, Daly, and Elio Castroneves, of course, will have to restart, in the rear of the field. And, Davey, a tough start to the season continues for Meyer Shank Racing.
Wow, it sure does. You know, after that first lap incident, it was a pretty dangerous one in St. Pete. Elio was part of that situation, and unfortunately, you know, he did okay in Texas, but then comes here another street course and just can't get that first lap done cleanly.
Yeah, and, you know, for Kyle Kirkwood, you had a chance to see a couple of video replays. Anything you would do differently if you're Kyle Kirkwood on that start? You think race control may have heard from him?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's his first time. That was his first time as a pole sitter. He probably should have been a little smoother, probably a little more consistent on and off the gas. But they'll talk to him about it. I mean, he led the first lap. He did what he wanted to do. And but it was still okay. No real incident down there. So far, so good.
Yeah, he would hear from pit road, hear from race control instead of race control hearing from him. Green flag is out. It'll be Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean, Newgarden, Award, Pillow, Dixon, Herta, McLaughlin, and Rosenquist as the field roars back to turn number one.
perhaps a little more patient this time by, because everybody's single file. Joseph Newgarden was the big mover on the start, made up four spots. A little bit further back in the field, there is movement. Looks like it might have been Colton Herta that gave up the position. But the leader is still Kyle Kirkwood, working his way around the fountain area as everybody tries to do what Elio Castroneves did not on lap number one, make it through cleanly. Kirkwood, the first to pop into view off of turn number five. He's got Marcus Ericsson four car lengths back. Then it's Romain Grosjean followed by Newgarden. Alex Palou is going to slide to the inside. He just made a position on Pato O'Ward.
That's a great pass by Palou to pick up the fifth position. And O'Ward, it continues to be under attack. It's the veteran Scott Dixon looking inside and outside. O'Ward's car gets a little sideways at the exit of turn number eight. Dixon's going to look to the inside. They'll drag race down to turn number nine. Dixon's got the preferred lane, and he'll outbreak Pato O'Ward. Moves Scott Dixon into the sixth spot.
Kyle Kirkwood, Marcus Ericsson, Romain Grosjean, the big winner on that start. Joseph Newgarden goes from eighth to fourth. And then it's Alex Palou. They're your top five. The field starting to make their way through the hairpin. Looks like everyone making it through cleanly.
Yeah, Newgarden plus four since we started this race. He's worked his way inside to the top five. Leaders back to turn one, Jake.
And Colton Herta is the next that will try to reel in Pato O'Ward, but O'Ward is able to shut that door through turn number one. Then turns two, three, and four are around that fountain area, and for the most part, relatively single file. It's coming off of turn number five, where you get your next opportunity to make up ground. We shall see if Colton Herta takes advantage of that over Pato O'Ward as Kirkwood works his way as the lead through turn number six, taking a look back in. Nick, keep an eye on Colton Herta. He is giving everything he can now to Pato O'Ward.
Yeah, the driver from Monterrey, Mexico, Pato O'Ward, a pair of second place finishes to start the season, but he's got his hands full. Meanwhile, behind those drivers, a couple spots behind, an Arrow McLaren duel as Alexander Rossi's going to pick up a spot. Michael, he'll get around Felix Rosenquist into the top 10.
Alexander Rossi, good start to this race. Looking down to that sixth position, Scott Dixon. Then it's Pato O'Ward. Colton Herta all over the rear wing of Pato O'Ward. And Scott McLaughlin in there as well. It's a good three-car length battle there.
Yeah, Pato O'Ward has lost a couple of spots since we started. Felix Rosenquist has now lost a couple of positions as the leaders. Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean back to turn one.
I'll tell you what, Kyle Kirkwood right now is really setting a blistering pace of those that are running up front. Kirkwood now already setting up through turn number four, looking for turn number five. Further back, Graham Rahal just made work of Benjamin Peterson. But the leader, all eyes on him. The second-year man, Kyle Kirkwood, four-car length advantage over Marcus Ericsson. Romain Grosjean runs in third.
Yeah, it's a comfortable lead from the young man from Jupiter, Florida. He's got a four-car length advantage over Marcus Ericsson into turn number eight. About an equal disadvantage for Ericsson back to third place running Grosjean. They run bound into turn number nine. It's still Kirkwood, Ericsson, and Grosjean.
Been very impressed with the patience of these drivers in these opening laps. Kyle Kirkwood, four car lengths over Marcus Ericsson. Then Romain Grosjean breaks extremely late. That will allow him to tuck up under the rear wing of Marcus Ericsson. I'll tell you, Mark, Romain Grosjean's got a great run down that front straightaway.
Yeah, Michael Young talks about patience, Davey Hamilton. All in all, it's been a pretty clean start.
Yeah, you know, this is what they need to do. Oh, we see a right front tire flat right now. And who is that, 77? That's Ilott. That's Ilott's car with a flat tire. He's way long ways. Well, no, not really. He could come into pits right there. It's coming around the hairpin. Hopefully he can get that change and not go a lap down. But to hit something or some debris, it doesn't look like the car shirt, but a flat tire.
Yeah, Michael Young, you've got to look at it.
Yeah, that entire front right has come apart as Callum Ilott has made his way to pit lane. He struggled to get through the hairpin, but kept on the throttle, trying not to go a lap down, but it looks like he'll make it to his pit box okay.
And, you know, after a strong start to the season, Davey, he probably can't get out of here fast enough because he started 22nd and obviously now has to make an early pit stop. We'll get your thoughts on that in just a moment, Davey. Alex Wolf, you're calling the stop.
Callum Ilott's there. They're taking a look at the right front suspension. Now putting the primary black tire on to replace one of those absolutely shredded. And he is down and away and screams back out with Firestone tires and shale fuel.
And Davey, even if he's in four, being forced into essentially a three-stop strategy, he's still a little early for that. We thought about maybe lap 10 to 19, and this is only lap 7.
Yeah, no, he's definitely early for that. And unfortunately, going to go a lap down. Car's coming down the front straightaway up to speed. Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean, they'll definitely get in front of him and probably more. He just now come out of pit lane. He's going to rifle in right behind, right in front of Colton Herta, it looks like. So, unfortunately for Ilott, it's going to be a lap down. It's going to be a long day. As you said, Can't wait to get out of here. Started off so good, but then just problems all weekend.
Well, all in all, other than that, and other than, you know, Elio's shut against that wall in that area around that fountain, Davey, it's been a pretty clean start for these drivers.
Yeah,
pretty
much really single good. File. Yeah, I mean, so much different than our first race of the season. And, yeah, they're doing a great job right now. Right now, it's just filling your car out. Don't make those mistakes, and they're not doing it right now. It looks really good. They're single file majority of the time. But obviously, we've seen some good areas to pass. Looks like from turn 6 to turn 8 down there, that straightaway, the kink over hill, looks like a good passing zone. And we've seen several passes going into the turn 9, the bumpy turn 9. And so right now, it's pretty racy out there, but everybody's behaving.
Alex Wolf, he's holding serve, talking about Kyle Kirkwood. He's led all 7 laps to this point.
He is, but he's been getting some information from his team on the timing stand. Brian Herta, a second race with the team. They told him that generally the tire temperatures are looking good, but the left rear is just a little bit warm. And Davey Hamilton, what could maybe be the cause of that left rear running a little bit warmer than the other three tires?
Well, just one thing about it, just going down this front straightaway, even when we call it a straightaway, it's a slight bend to the right. So your car's really loaded on that left rear tire. Majority of the fast corners around here are left rear heavy, left load heavy. So that means turn 8, turn 9, through the hairpin down this front straightaway. The weight of the car is usually more on that tire than the others, and so that could be the cause of a little bit higher temp to left rear tire.
Nick Yeoman, front 3, Kirkwood, Erickson, Grosjean getting some separation.
Yeah, in fact, they have a good 3.8-second advantage over fourth-place running Joseph Newgarden as they do a little drafting down to turn number 9. Michael Kirkwood, Erickson, Grosjean, they're like magnets separated by about 3 car lengths.
And they have been the class of the field in these opening laps. Kyle Kirkwood, 2 car lengths ahead of Marcus Ericsson, and then Romain Grosjean is right there. Another 8 car lengths back to Joseph Newgarden, and rounding out the top 5, Alex Palou in that green car, about 8 car lengths behind Newgarden.
Jake Query pick up the leaders. Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean trying to stay nose to tail.
That's exactly how they run right now. They've separated themselves pretty handily from Joseph Newgarden. Kyle Kirkwood is the leader. Another car, by the way, that seems to be feeling comfortable. And I know it sounds odd because he started 24th, but Graham Rahal has now made up a couple of spots, runs in 20th, made a nifty move to go inside of Stingray Robb last time by. So perhaps that handling starting to come just a little bit. But Kyle Kirkwood is the leader. 3 car lengths over Marcus Ericsson. Then just 2 back to Romain Grosjean. You wait about 15 car lengths before Joseph Newgarden and Alex Palou.
Further back, been watching the driver's mid-pack work around that lap car of Callum Ilott, who had to make the unscheduled pit stop moments ago. Marcus Armstrong, one of the IndyCar rookies, highest running one so far today. He got around Ilott, and then Will Power, Michael, who has not had a great weekend, started 13th, running 13th in that Verizon Chevrolet for Team Penske. He's the next one that has to find his way around that lap car of Ilott.
Yeah, poor Callum Ilott just trying to make his way around here and stay out of everyone's way. He has no chances of having a good finish. Slim to none. So Will Power closes in on that rear wing. Gets a nice launch out of this hairpin, does Will Power. Now he streaks behind Callum Ilott. Looks like he may try to pop out and get around him down into turn number 1.
10 laps complete. Kyle Kirkwood, your leader. Ericsson, Grosjean, Newgarden below the top 5. Dixon, Award, Herta, McLaughlin, Alexander Rossi, the top 10. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network.
Hey race fans, it's Joseph Newgarden. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
I look forward to that. More on that a little bit later on in the show. We want to thank these stations for carrying the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, KMPY in beautiful Monterey, California, WUME in Paoli, Indiana. Our flagship station in Indianapolis, 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan. Mark James, Davey Hamilton out on the course. We have Jake Query, Nick Yeoman, Michael Young, George Hanaberry. We also have Alex Wolf and Ryan Marine on pit road. And Davey, I think we have settled in 12 laps in to race pace. And we mentioned might be a slight chance that some drivers may employ a 3-stop strategy, but boy, I don't know. It kind of looks like a lot of 2-stoppers
are
in the offing today.
You know, as we talked about, I don't think there's any way with the laps that they're in this race that a 3-stop strategy is going to put you in victory lane. What the 3-stop strategy could do, though, is maybe improve your position farther back in the pack. Take a gamble. You're racing in the back half of the pack anyways, and you might be able to take advantage of that 3-stop strategy. But don't forget, Mark, that means the yellow does have to come out somewhere. And right now, these guys are clean and green and no sight of any yellows right now.
Well, Jake Query, we mentioned the separation of the front 3, Kirkwood, Ericsson, and Grosjean. I get the impression that fourth place running Joseph Newgarden is doing all he can to try to make this a four-horse race. Tell me, is he getting closer? Do you see that as he exits turn number five?
He might have shaved about 40%, maybe even half of that gap he had between himself and Romain Grosjean. Matter of fact, those front four now, they've separated themselves a little bit from Alex Palou. Nick, that entire group is starting to come into your view.
Yeah, that gap for Newgarden to the race leader Kirkwood was 3.8 seconds a few laps ago. It is down to an even 3 seconds. So no doubt Newgarden starting to enter the mix, as he often does, Michael, in that fourth running position.
Yeah, but every lap has been kind of a carbon copy, with the exception Kyle Kirkwood's pulling away. And as you had said, Joseph Newgarden has really closed that gap between he and Romain Grosjean. It was once 8 car lengths. It's down to about 5.
No pressure for fifth place running Alex Palou. However, Jake Query, Scott Dixon might be getting glimpses of Pato O'Ward, the battle for the sixth position in his rearview mirrors.
Yeah, that's exactly right. O'Ward has Colton Herta just behind him. Then it is Scott McLaughlin. They have all just dispatched their way to turn number one. Of course, the leader remains as Kyle Kirkwood. His gap, we'll call it 4 car lengths back to Marcus Ericsson. So Kirkwood might have drawn out just a little bit, but taking a peek back at that battle that right now, as it stands, with Alex Palou, Scott Dixon, and then Pato O'Ward, pretty evenly spaced, Nick, for those three out of turn number seven.
Yeah, got swallowed up in the opening laps by those two Ganassi teammates, but he is the highest running driver that started on the primary tires. I should say that Joseph Newgarden, who runs fourth, also started on those primaries. So now, Michael, you might see those primaries start to come to life. Pato O'Ward doing a good job of keeping pace with Dixon in that battle for sixth.
And that could easily be what it is. These green Waiuli tires are starting to fall away as Alex Palou has fallen even further behind Joseph Newgarden. We see Pato O'Ward starting to close that gap as he's trying to find his way to the top five.
15 laps complete now, full field rundown. Kirkwood, your leader. Ericsson, Grosjean, Newgarden, and Palou, the top five. Dixon, O'Ward, Herta, McLaughlin, and Rossi through 10th. Rosenquist, 11th. Armstrong is 12th. Will Power, 13th. Simon Pagino, 14th. Jack Harvey is 15th. Lundgaard is 16th. 17th, Ferrucci. 18th, VK. 19th, DeFrancesco. Ray Hall is 20th, Maluk is 21st, Daly is 22nd, Rob is 23rd, Canapino is 24th, Peterson is 25th, a lap down, Callum Ilott is 26th, Elio Castroneves shown as a lap down in 27th position. We mentioned Scott McLaughlin is running in the 9th position. Earlier this weekend, we caught up with his race strategist, Kyle Moyer, and we asked him about how well he's settled in to being a contender week in and week out at the NTT IndyCar Series.
Yeah, I mean, he's just getting better and better at this and getting used to running in between the concrete. I mean, we saw it start to develop last year. Nashville, he was cream of the crop, you know, and all these places, St. Pete and stuff, you know. Long Beach, you know, it's just going to take a little bit. It's a fast track, and everybody's been here along, so he'll be okay. And, you know, the car's really good, and, you know, the team running with these two teammates. I mean, Will's the guy that can get speed out of anything, so looking at his data and everything helps Scott a lot.
And there's no question, Davey, that he is as advertised, that he is really settled in nicely to his role at Team Penske.
Yeah, no question about it. He really has. And a little bit of a surprise. After the first year, we didn't know where he was going to be. But he really has, you know, between Kyle and Ben Bressman and that rest of that Penske team, they just formed something in the second year in the series. And he's been a threat ever since. And he could win. He shows how he could win races. He'll be a Penske champion soon.
So 16 laps complete, Davey. Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean, Newgarden, and Palou, the top five. I just have a sneaking suspicion that, the timing, the way this thing is unfolding, and I know it's early, we have 69 laps to go, but I just have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of the pressure is going to be put on those guys and gals that go over the wall for these cars, and I think pit road is going to be where this race is won and lost today.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and right now, clean and green, Kirkwood, Ericsson, Grosjean, those, the top four or five that you just mentioned, they're hoping, let's keep it green. Now, we got a nice little stretch, a nice little lead over the rest of the group, and if we could keep that and not bunch up for yellows, they got not an easy day, but a better day, because you know they're going to run into lap traffic, a lot of things could happen, and right now is when the tire degradations are going to start playing effect. We'll see what cars gain speed or lose speed or go off on the handling-wise, so it's going to be interesting to see from now to this first pit stop of what cars could hold, withstand the speed they're running.
17 laps complete. Some updates from pit road. We'll start with Ryan Marine.
Well, Scott Dixon just was asked over the radio Mike Hull came on and asked him, hey, what do you think about your race car? And he said, yeah, it's not great right now. And actually, we're just seeing a replay. He definitely does have his hands full, might have just whitewalled the left sides of that number 9 PNC Bank Honda. So Scott Dixon's got his hands full at this point in his stint. Elsewhere down the pit lane, we expect to see Will Power come in about 5 laps. They're targeting lap 23. Right now, he's running just outside the top 10 in 13th.
Alex Wolf.
Well, for Kyle Kirkwood, as they look ahead to their first pit stop, Brian Herta asked him if he wanted any changes to the 27 car, and he said that he doesn't want any, but right now he's just been playing with the bars a little bit, trying to fine-tune it himself, and he was told 10-4 for Brian Herta as we head over to Georgia Henneberry.
Routine updates between Marcus Erickson and his crew members, patiently waiting to push forward and overtake that lead, but after Ilott's flat front tire, Marcus was told by his team to make sure to protect those things, one of the many challenges of street racing itself. They also say the left rear is the warmest, but it's still in that range. So things going pretty smooth for the 18.
Updates in Pit Road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. A couple of laps ago, Jake Query, we said Joseph Newgarden was picking up the pace a little bit.
And Joseph Newgarden finally said enough was enough. Going into turn number one, he made the move on Romain Grosjean. So with Joseph Newgarden, who started this race 8th, now running in the third position behind only Kyle Kirkwood and Marcus Ericsson.
19 laps complete in your top 5. Kyle Kirkwood, Marcus Ericsson, Joseph Newgarden, Romain Grosjean, and Alex Belleau with the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Now, lap number 20, caution on the course, Nick Yeoman.
First one of the day, Mark, in turn number 8, a battle for the 6th position. Padua Ward takes a late look to the inside of Scott Dixon. Dixon on the outside gets hip-checked into the tire barriers. A damaged front wing for the Iceman, Scott Dixon.
Davey, you've seen it. You saw it happen live, and you've seen a couple of replays.
Yeah, I think what happened there, Scott Dixon, obviously that area, you're not looking in your mirrors. There's no spotters around here, and Pato just made a really late pass opportunity there. I mean, just waited too long and shot in there, and Dixon had no idea he was there, just kind of punted him right into the tire barriers.
The time now to check in on pit lane with a race engineer. Here's Alex Wolf with the HPD engineering update.
And for the HPD update, we check with Kelvin Fu from HPD. I know a tough break for one of the Honda drivers, but it's overall been a great weekend for the Honda folks here at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Yeah, it's been an awesome weekend. We have the top 5 in qualifying, and it's a beautiful Southern California day. And thanks for everybody at Acura and Honda for making this happen.
I know you come from one iconic venue, Long Beach, to get the open test this week at IMS. Just one thing after another, big event after big event for the folks at HPD.
Yeah, it's been it's a great season so far. We're really looking forward to the next event at Barber and then IRC.
Well, thanks for your time, and best of luck to the folks at HPD, not only today, but the rest of this season.
Thanks you so much.
That's the HPD update.
Thank you, Alex Wolf. Again, Kirkwood, Erickson, Newgarden, Award, Herta, McLaughlin, Rossi, Rosenquist, Grosjean, and Pelot, the top 10. Nick Yeoman, all in all, a pretty quick cleanup, we should say, in turn number 8.
Yeah, they got Scott Dixon backed out of the tires, so the good news for the Ganassi driver is he's going to stay on the lead lap. We saw some replays. There's some damage to that front wing. They can replace that pretty quickly, but Mark, he's going to tumble all the way to 25th in the running order.
Okay, Davey, we've had a couple of laps of caution in this race, 4 laps, in fact, and we are getting ready to complete lap 22. That window's just about to open up, huh?
Yeah, sure. Well, it is. I mean, lap 22, it's going to be okay. I had it down at lap 24 is when the ideal pit for me would be, and so it'll be a few laps under caution, so they'll be fine. This is going to work out good for the two-stop strategy. They may have to save you a little bit of fuel in this middle stint, but very little fuel, so they should be able to make it on strategy as they planned.
And the pits are open. Michael Young, is everybody coming?
You got the whole gaggle of cars. Everybody slowly making their way through this hairpin. Indeed, Mark, there's only one car that stayed out. That obviously Callum Ilott, who's trying to get a lap back.
So let's get updates from pit road as the entire field comes on to pit road. Let's start with Ryan Green.
And I'm waiting for Joseph Newgarden to come into his pit stall. Here he comes. The Hitachi Tools Chevrolet slides to a halt. He started on those primary blacks and made hay, the biggest mover in this race so far. Very clean stop for the team Penske crew. He's got to get around. Alexander Rossi nearly collides with Kyle Kirkwood, but he makes it through cleanly.
Alex Wolf.
Kyle Kirkwood came into the pits. They went off of the greens onto the primary blacks. A little bit of a bobble as he left his pit, but a clean pit stop for the crew and also the other two Andretti Autosport cars around him cleanly off of the pit lane.
Georgia Henneberry.
Well, Scott McLaughlin, four green tires for him right behind him. Marcus Ericsson with four black tires. And Simon Pagenaud missing his pit stall. His crew rolling him back right now. They're completing that pit stop. As it happens, he is down and away.
Updates from Pit Road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Davey, this is a bending pit road. It's very tight. It's very unforgiving.
Yeah, you know, it's long, but it is tight. And when it bends like that, it's just really hard to spot your pit sometimes. And right now we see Scott Dixon in pit lane, Mark, replacing that nose. He's going to fall back down in that 24th spot right now.
Ryan Marine is there.
Yes, and Scott Dixon was just released. It looks like a replacement nose on that car. They gave it a good look over on all the corners of that machine as well. Remember, it looked like he did make slight wall contact a few laps even prior to that incident with Pato O'Ward, but that car is down and away, and he's back out there. Keep in mind, Scott Dixon has not had a DNF since August of 2021 in St. Louis, so he's got a long streak, and it looks like, for now at least, that car's good enough to keep the streak alive.
Yeah, and consecutive starts streak intact today when he took the green flag. So Agustin Canapino, among those who is going to be shown at the front of the field. He had to pit on lap number two to replace that that tire that was damaged. Kirkwood assumes P2. Then it's Newgarden, Ericsson, Grosjean, O'Ward, Pillow, McLaughlin, Herta, and Rossi through the top 10. Power, Rosequist, Armstrong, Harvey, and Ferrucci through 15. VK is 16th, Maluka 17th, Ray Hall is 18th, DeFrancesco is 19th, 20 is Daly, 21st Lundgaard, Stingray Robb 22nd, 23rd Peterson, 24th is Scott Dixon, 25th is Pagenaud, Callum Ilott is 26th, and Elio Castroneves is a lap down in 27th. We do want to thank McAllister's Deli for providing lunch to IndyCar Radio today. McAllister's has a fresh new app and bigger, better, sweeter rewards. Talking 10 points for every dollar, free tea and sign up, and just because treats. And the best part, you choose when and where to use your points. You can download the McAllister's app, sign up, and start earning today. Learn more at McAllistersDeli.com/rewards. Damage minimal, front wing stuff for Scott Dixon, Davey. Importantly for him, he does stay on the lead lap, although he stumbled back to 24th.
Yeah, he sure has. It's going to be a bit of a climb to get back. Obviously, Simon Pagenaud overran his pit. It's going to be right in front of him in that 23rd spot. I see, you know, they'll get in that top 15, I think, probably fairly quickly. It's from there on that the competition gets a little more difficult, a little harder to pass. But right now, never get count Dixon out. He's out of the win, I think. But, you know, he can still find himself in the top 10.
Well, we talked about a rookie leading the field to the green flag, Davey. What must it be like for Agustin Canapino to be able to lead this field to the green flag?
Yeah,
I guess the pressure's off because it's single file.
Yeah, it is off somewhat, but still, you know, you got all the hitters behind you. He's a young up-and-comer. It's going to be a bit of a challenge. We'll see. We'll see if he peels off to pit right at the last second. It's been quite a while since he pit at lap two, so even if it goes green, right now it's better off to pit under yellow right now and then just join into the back of the field if possible. I think it's the strategy I would take if I was him.
Well, Scott Dixon is actually going to gain a position, and so will Simon Pagenaud after his issues on pit road because of a pit lane speed violation. The 51 of Stingray Robb has been ordered to move to the rear of the field. And Nick Yeoman, at 78, of Agustin Canapino, continues to lead the field as they head along that back straightaway toward turn number 9.
This is going to be interesting, needless to say. First two cars, you've got Agustin Canapino, who's not pitted since lap number 2. Second car in line is Elio Castroneves, who is one lap down. Then you've got Kyle Kirkwood, who's going to restart third in line in the second spot on primaries. And then Joseph Newgarden, Mark, who jumped to third. He's on the alternates and should be all over that second-year driver.
Michael Young, take him to the hairpin.
Boy, Agustin Canapino getting fed to the wolves, but he gets a great jump on Elio Castroneves. Four car length advantage. We see one driver pop out. That's Pato O'Ward trying to get around Roman Grosjean.
And the leader, Agustin Canapino, heads to turn number 1 at Jake Query.
Yeah, Canapino again with Castroneves just behind him, and then it's Kirkwood. Caleb Ilott, Canapino's teammate, had just put it in on pit road. He technically gets out in front of him, but of course is the back marker in the back. But yet another bumper
for Canapino as they work their way now around the fountain area again. Augustin Canapino is your leader, but he's got all kinds of traffic behind him. And keep in mind, it's that car of Calum Ilott who's trying to get up the pace just in front of him. Castro Neves now side by side, going to make contact with Canapino. That shuffles Joseph Newgarden in front, and Kyle Kirkwood gets around it as well.
Boy, they are slipping and sliding left and right, and Pato Award spins right in turn number 8, and everybody scatters to try to avoid him. He backs it into the tire barriers. Alex Palou had to come to a near stop, but that's going to kick Pato Award to the rear of the field. They're still dicing it at turn number 9, but Michael, the biggest winner of all, is Joseph Newgarden, your new race leader.
He's trying to get around Elio Castroneves. Joseph Newgarden, 5-car length advantage over Kyle Kirkwood. That is Romain Grosjean, the further back of the field. It is a traffic jam as everybody tries to make it through cleanly. Everybody does. Wow, what a restart.
Joseph Newgarden is on a flyer. Jake Query to turn number 1.
Now Joseph Newgarden goes inside of Castroneves and puts him yet another lap down. So Joseph Newgarden was the big winner in that carnage to come out clean and smell it like a rose around that fountain area. Joseph Newgarden now will set up the defending race winner of this event through turn number 5. And what he wants to do now is get as much separation as possible between himself and the second place running Kyle Kirkwood, and then Romain Grosjean and Scott McLaughlin, his teammate. Nick, Joseph Newgarden sets sail through turn number 7.
Again, it was Augustin Canapino who got sideways down in turn 7. He is way off of the throttle on this lap. That stacked up Kyle Kirkwood and allowed Joseph Newgarden to take over the race lead. Kirkwood sits in second. Third is Romain Grosjean. Fourth is now Scott McLaughlin, Michael, as they make the bend through turn number 10.
Joseph Newgarden makes his way through the hairpin. He's got that buffer. The lap car of Elio Castroneves and Kirkwood Grosjean. Nice battle shaping up between Grosjean and Scott McLaughlin. Remember, St. Petersburg, the two drag race down the front straight.
Davey Hamilton, a pretty aggressive move about a lap and a half ago by Pato Award. That's two in that particular turn.
Yeah, you know, this time it cost himself. He's just making way too late of passes going down into that. I know turn 8 is a situation where you go down there, you want to do it, but he really cost himself that time, got on the brakes, spun himself out. How lucky is... Well, Erickson did get in touch him somewhat. Looks like Grosjean got a little piece of it. Maybe hurt their nose wings a little bit, but boy, Pato was lucky enough to keep the car running and continue on.
David Malukas was on the charge. He had picked up about 5 or 6 positions, and then Davey, he cooked it in too fast into the runoff area in turn number 1. He was able to spin around and get it back underway, but David Malukas, all that ground that he made up, he effectively just lost.
He sure did. He was looking really good, picking up spots, finding himself back in the 24th position. Right now locks that right front up, and he's missing a left front nose wing, Mark. I mean, the wing's completely gone, so something happened prior to that, obviously, to get rid of that nose wing.
By the way, Damian, that incident between Scott Dixon and Pato Award, race control took no action against Award on that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, you can't call that a racing situation, but then he just did it again. But this time it cost himself, and just going in too late. You got to remember that you have no spotters, and you can't see a car coming. You're looking at the apex of that corner. You're turning down in, and when a car just appears like that, catches you by surprise, and I think that's what happened. I think Kirkwood, he just shut the door, taking his normal line, but Pato was too far back on that one to cost himself.
Marcus Ericsson just made quick work of Alexander Rossi, Jake Query, so you'll see Marcus Ericsson in that sixth position by the time he gets back around to you.
Yep, next target that he will be Colton Herta. So Marcus Ericsson got around one Californian in Alexander Rossi. Nick, now he tries to find another one in Colton Herta down to pit road and Alex Wolf.
Well, Jake, for David Malukas, he has come in with the HMD number 18 Honda. They are fastening a new nose cone assembly on. Initially, they had sticker greens out, but then as he was coming back around, they switched to sticker blacks as they continue to fasten the various paraphernalia on the front wing. So it's a lengthier stop as they now finally get it fixed onto the 18 car, but a tough break for David Malukas.
So far, no action taken in either incident against Pato Award. Race control just looked at the most recent incident, said no action taken. We're about to complete 30 laps. Your top 5, Joseph Newgarden, Kyle Kirkwood, Romain Grosjean, Scott McLaughlin, and Colton Herta at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Hey, race fans, it's Graham Rahal. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days of Indy on the CW.
Let's give you a full field rundown. Joseph Newgarden with 31 laps complete. Your leader, Kyle Kirkwood, is second. Roman Grosjean is third. Scott McLaughlin is fourth. Colton Herta fifth. Erickson is sixth. Rossi seventh. Power is eighth. Rosenquist is ninth. Armstrong is 10th. Harvey 11th. Pelot 12th. 13th Award. 14th Ferrucci. 15th BK. Ray Hall 16th. 17th DeFrancesco. 18th Daly. 19th Lundgaard. Pagano 20th. Dixon 21st. 22nd Stingray Rob. 23rd Benjamin Peterson. Callum Ilott 24th. Castro Neves 25th, a lap down. David Malukas, a lap down in 26th. And Augustine Canapino, who led but briefly, is two laps down in the 27th position. It was a wild, woolly restart with Augustine Canapino at the front of the field, Davey.
Yeah, not sure that was a very good call, to be really honest with you. He had to pit. He pitted on lap two. That was on lap 24. So he had to pit moment, you know, in a few laps anyways. And putting a rookie that's been off the pace this weekend in front of all these guys, probably not the best idea. And then obviously it didn't pay off for anybody.
So things tightening up a little bit. Jake Query talking about Newgarden, Kirkwood, Grosjean. That front three not getting much separation.
Yeah, Newgarden has to feel like after that break that he got with all of that traffic that allowed him to kind of squeeze in front of Kyle Kirkwood. Nick, reality is he's got to think to himself, I can't shake this youngster, because Kirkwood has managed to get Joseph Newgarden right there back in full view.
And that backs up what we've seen all weekend, Jake. The Andretti Autosport cars have had a lot of pace, even more than the Penske cars. So Newgarden leads him into turn number nine. Michael, it's about a three-car length advantage over Kirkwood. Two more back to Grosjean.
Yeah, Newgarden already through the hairpin. About a four-car length advantage now over Kyle Kirkwood. Then the other Andretti Autosport car of Roman Grosjean. Then 18 car lengths back to the fourth place running Scott McLaughlin.
Update from pit road with Alex Wolf.
Well, for Augustine Canapino, we talked about that restart where he was at the front of the field just a few laps ago. The 78 car came to the pit lane. They were making an adjustment, looking at with the wrenches the left front of the car. Look of exasperation, throwing the hands up in the air for Augustine. And now with the tools in hand, they have drug that car up the pit lane towards the opening. So it looks like they might be at least attempting to make repairs to the Junkos Hollinger Racing car.
Davey, couple of guys we want to tip the cap to. Will Power is plus five now. He was mired around in 13th through that first round of stops, picked up a couple of spots, and is now running 8th. Armstrong, the rookie, is inside the top 10, actually running 10th, but also got to give kudos to Jack Harvey, Davey, finishing 22nd and 18th the first two races of the season. Jack is just barely on the outside of the top 10. He needs a good run today. He's currently 11th.
Yeah, really looking good, actually, doing a great job. You know, that Ray Hall Letterman team, we continue to talk how they seem to race pretty well, just need to get the, you know, the qualifying down. Right now, Graham in 16th, Lundgaard in 19th, but you're right. How about Harvey in that 11th position? And as you mentioned, I noticed we talked about Power off air a little bit, Mark, and he's just that guy right now. I don't think he has a great race car, but that team, and he just keeps plugging forward. He's in 8th right behind Rossi right now, putting a little pressure on him. So don't be surprised if we don't see him just continue to crawl up those charts as well.
Alex, how about 3rd place running Roman Grosjean?
Well, the DHL Honda number 28 being told from the timing stand that the fuel number is looking good. About 20 laps left on the stint for the 28 car for Roman Grosjean, the runner-up a year ago.
Nick Yeoman, we're going to look in on the battle for the fourth position. It's Scott McLaughlin who sees that Colton Herta is stalking him as Marcus Ericsson tries to keep pace with that battle.
Yeah, that got very tight into turn number one. McLaughlin had a good pace into turns 6, 7, and 8. And meanwhile, Michael, it's getting tight up front as well. Kirkwood right on the back wing of Newgarden.
All three Penske cars on the alternate green tires, and Kyle Kirkwood was the class on the greens, but now on the blacks, and indeed Nick Yeoman, he has closed in. Kirkwood gets a good run down that front straightaway, call it two car lengths behind Newgarden.
And it's getting ever tighter, Jake Query, between Joseph Newgarden and Kyle Kirkwood to turn number one.
Couple of good battles suddenly forging themselves out on the track. Newgarden with, again, right behind him, Kyle Kirkwood. Then it's Roman Grosjean, and then that other battle between McLaughlin and Herta. But all eyes up front now as around the fountain area, Newgarden starts to get a little breathing room over Kirkwood. But is Kyle Kirkwood going to try to turn up the wick coming off of turn number five? That's what we'll see. They make that right-hander. It's Joseph Newgarden, but right where he goes, there goes Kyle Kirkwood into turn number six now. It's just a car length and a half separating one and two.
It got really close in turn number nine just one lap ago. Newgarden bends that car to the right. He goes up and over the red and white curbing. Nice charge down the back straightaway. Michael Newgarden's going to be a little bit more comfortable. Call it 4 or 5 car lengths this time into turn 9.
But are the greens starting to fall off for Joseph Newgarden? If that's indeed the case, Kyle Kirkwood will have the upper hand. But this time through, Joseph Newgarden with a better advantage. Call it this time 4 car lengths, a comfortable lead. Joseph Newgarden over second place running Kyle Kirkwood.
Grosjean third, McLaughlin fourth, Herta fifth, Erickson, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong the top 10. Jake Query.
Working their way into turn number 1, Newgarden, maybe this time a little more separation over Kirkwood. And again, that other battle that's been fun to watch is that of McLaughlin trying to hold off Colton Herta. But the distance for all of those, pretty much the same as the last time by. Here under the sun-drenched track in Long Beach, California, slight breeze going and the packed stands watching Joseph Newgarden holding off Kyle Kirkwood, who was the pole sitter in this race. But now Newgarden works his way through turn number 6. Kirkwood is right there just behind him. Distance the same as the last time by.
The good news for Kirkwood, not getting a lot of pressure from third place running Roman Grosjean as he tries to set up and retake the lead. Down the back straightaway, Newgarden charges ahead. Call it 3 to 4 car lengths. Both of those drivers, Michael, hard on the brakes into turn 9.
Potential issue here at turn number 11. There's a piece of banner sitting in the driver's line as we see Callum Ilott take it out, so that no longer the issue. Joseph Newgarden still 4 car lengths over Kyle Kirkwood. Roman Grosjean, those 3 have checked out for 4th place running Scott McLaughlin.
Might want to go back to the 4th position, Jake, by the time they get to you. Check in on Scott McLaughlin and Colton Herta. That one appears to be heating up as they head toward turn 1.
Yeah, those two just can't separate from one another. And right now, Colton Herta is the one that's glad to hear that, because Scott McLaughlin has been just in front of him. It's about 2 car lengths as they work their way around the fountain area. Almost feels like perhaps Colton Herta is just waiting for the time to pounce, but it's a pretty tough guy to get around. And Scott McLaughlin, who knows his way around a race car, of course. But when they exit turn number 5, they look like one car. But suddenly now, Nick, by the time they come to you, Marcus Erickson has gotten up to get a real good look at that battle.
Yeah, it's a good pickup, Jake, because Marcus Erickson has become the 6th player in this party at the front. In fact, he's just 2 car lengths behind Colton Herta. It's a strong charge down Seaside Way. He'll close to within 2, Michael, in turn number 9.
So the battle then for 4th, 5th, and 6th at the top 3 make their way through the hairpin. Scott McLaughlin about 2 car lengths ahead of the Colton Herta 26, but it is Marcus Erickson who looks like he gets the best jump out of the hairpin. Marcus Erickson streaking down the front straightaway, closing in on the rear wing of Colton Herta.
And back up front, Jake, Roman Grosjean trying to pull up on Kyle Kirkwood.
And he's going to do exactly that heading into turn number 1. As a matter of fact, just as I say that, further back, Marcus Erickson has the same distance on Colton Herta into turn number 1. So again, things starting to accordion up just a little bit around the fountain area. Leader again is Joseph Newgarden, and then behind him, it's Kyle Kirkwood. Roman Grosjean is right there. McLaughlin's gotten a little bit of breathing room now away from Colton Herta. Marcus Erickson right behind him.
Scott Dixon's woes continue as he makes the right turn down pit lane. It does not look like that car is under power, and now he makes the right turn to go back to the paddock area. It looks like Scott Dixon's day may be finished.
Ryan Marine.
And I think you're right, Michael, because I just heard Mike Cole on the radio say I don't see any oil pressure on the telemetry, and that is never a good sign.
And it's been a while, as Ryan Marine pointed out earlier, since we've seen Scott Dixon pull that car behind the wall before the end of the race for sure. Let's get another update from pit road with Georgia.
Scott McLaughlin, communication with his team, fairly routine, but they do tell him overtake when you can. Maybe a little bit patient earlier on in the race, but we're not going to see that in the latter half of this race. Overtake when you can and to focus on that fuel number.
Alex Wolf.
We've talked about it throughout the weekend with Kyle Kirkwood, the constant stream of information from Brian Herta. He was updated before that restart about who was around him, how many laps they had been on their tires, and what compound they had. And just now when Dixon was slowly going around the track, he was constantly giving Kyle Kirkwood updates on what was going on and the potential for a full course yellow. And then he finally had told him, with it seemed like a little bit of a sigh of relief, that he had pulled off the track, so no harm, no foul.
Updates in pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series, getting ready to complete 40 laps of the 85 to be contested. Newgarden, Kirkwood, Grosjean, McLaughlin, and Herta, your top 5. Erickson, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong, the top 10. Harvey, 11th. Pelo is 12th. Award is 13th. Ferrucci, 14th. Rahal, 15th. VK is 16th. DeFrancesco is 17th. Lundgaard is 18th. Daly, 19th. Pagano, 20th. 21st, Stingray Robb. 22nd, Benjamin Peterson. 23rd, Callum Ilott. Rest of these cars a lap down. David Malukas, 24th. 25th, Elio Castroneves. Two laps down, Scott Dixon, but he's pulled him behind the wall. And listed as 10 laps down is Augustine Canapino in 27th. By the way, an earlier incident between David Malukas and Regis VK. Race control says no action taken. Again, Newgarden, Kirkwood, Grosjean, McLaughlin, Herta, your top five. 40 laps complete at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Okay, we can put some pressure on Joseph now. This is 17 laps on this set of tires.
Copy that.
Okay, we can...
Jake Query, a pass for position. Colton and Hurtis, Scott McLaughlin into turn number one.
Those two have been slugging it out all day, have they not? Colton Herta now has Scott McLaughlin just behind him. McLaughlin's bigger concern now might be Marcus Ericsson as they work their way around the fountain area. Leader Joseph Newgarden. Second place running is Kyle Kirkwood, then Romain Grosjean. Those three have separated. Then it's Colton Herta and now Marcus Ericsson to the inside of Scott McLaughlin. Marcus Ericsson now has gotten past McLaughlin as well.
McLaughlin on those alternate green tires has lost two spots. He loses fourth to Colton Herta, now fifth to Marcus Ericsson as they cycle their way back down the back straightaway. Meanwhile, Michael, the battle for the lead is on into turn 10.
And it could be the hand that Scott McLaughlin is showing that these greens are starting to wear out. It's Kyle Kirkwood giving the green to get going and try to get around Joseph Newgarden, the leader. But Joseph, still a very comfortable advantage, Mark. He's three car lengths ahead of second place running Kyle Kirkwood.
Quick update from pit road with Ryan Marine.
Yeah, just had a quick chat with Mike Hull as he was headed back to the paddock. Strategies for Scott Dixon. He simply said the engine shut itself off, so that's the culprit for Scott. Quickly to the battle for the lead, though. This is not a surprise to Joseph Newgarden that they're starting to see Kyle Kirkwood go on the attack. He was told about seven laps ago that they're just waiting for our tires to drop off. You heard from Brian Herta just a few moments ago. They think that time is now.
You're listening to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach on these great stations like WWBA in Tampa, Florida, WLME, Lewisburg, Kentucky, and WGN in Chicago, Illinois. Welcome them back to the family. A couple of years ago, Nick Yeoman, leaders headed your way.
And again, it's about a two-car length separation from the race leader, Joseph Newgarden, to Kyle Kirkwood. Another two back to Romain Grosjean. Those three, Michael, have pulled about a five-second gap to fourth place running Colton Herta.
We have found that these greens fall off, and when they fall off in a hurry. Scott McLaughlin's have already fallen off, but Joseph Newgarden is still doing a good job. That four-car length advantage remains the same. It's Newgarden, Kirkwood, and Grosjean, your top three.
Nick Yeoman, Jake Query, an issue of the runoff area in turn number one.
It's been a rough day for Benjamin Peterson, and he missed the turn in turn number one, went into the runoff. But the problem is, in trying to spin himself back around, I think he lost power. So that Sexton Properties machine of A.J. Boyd Racing sits, of course, not in the racing line, but it is a local caution here in turn number one.
It's been a pretty clean race for that rookie, Davey. He was just gaining laps and gaining experience. He just kind of overshot turn number one.
Yeah, unfortunately, just overshot him. It didn't hurt the car, and you can see the skid marks he had. Comes to a stop there, just overshot it. Really no pressure in front of him or behind, just driving a little too hard. That's what happens sometimes. You got to learn your limits in practice normally, but he tried to get it spun around, just didn't quite make it, stalled the car. They got him backing up right now under green flag conditions, get him outside of harm's way. They'll get him fired up again and get him going. And another one, speaking of Foyt, how about that? The number 14 car in that 14th position, a lot better than most of the day. You know, most weekend they were in the back of the timing scoring chart, so a little bit of a positive hope for that Foyt team.
Pit road, Alex Wolf.
With Augustine Canapino in the 78 pit, Augustine, what was the issue that you had with the left front?
Unfortunately, Callum went off the deep pit really slow. I lose a lot of time behind him. In this moment, Gatroneve tried to overtake me. I'm battling with him. I didn't know he was one lap down. A big problem with the communication. It's normal. Everybody's new in the team, in the group. And in this moment, Elliot touched the wall and broke the car.
Well, you talk about the new experiences, your third IndyCar start. What was it like, a restart there at the front of the pack?
No, I'm good because I had a good pace today with the black tires. But the thing happened with Callum and Elliot, night racing. Part of racing is a shame because the car was good, but nothing. Part of the racing, we have to learn a lot and back again stronger.
Well, best of luck in Barber in a couple of weeks. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Not much separation among the front three getting ready to compete lap number 46. It's Newgarden, it's Kirkwood, and it's Grosjean. Again, the top three as they roar back to jQuery.
They work their way into turn number one. Newgarden and again Kirkwood about two car lengths behind them. And then it is Grosjean. Now, Colton Herta just made up a spot and got inside of Marcus Ericsson into turn number one. So again, that slug back there in that 4-5-6 continues. But the lead belongs to Joseph Newgarden. He got it because of the incident that we heard about from Augustin Canepino. That allowed him to catapult in front of Kyle Kirkwood. Kirkwood's been chasing all day to get that spot back. Romain Grosjean is just behind him through turn number seven.
They are nose to tail, 1-2-3, entering turn number eight. Good battle behind those two is that battle for fourth as we see Colton Herta holding off Marcus Ericsson. Also watching Scott McLaughlin just tumble through the field. He lost a spot to Will Power, just got passed by Felix Rosenquist. So kick McLaughlin, Michael, back to the ninth spot.
Now we'll see if his teammate can hold on to these greens. Joseph Newgarden exits turn number 11. Back in, starts to step out. Kyle Kirkwood has closed in noticeably. Down to two car lengths as they make their way down to turn one.
Yeah, and it'll be a drag race to turn one, and jQuery will call the result.
We shall see what happens. Newgarden starts to set up a little bit high into turn number one, and Kirkwood is not able to close the gap just yet. The slower car just in front of them, I believe, is Benjamin Peterson. So that would mean all of a sudden that perhaps there might be a little bit of a chicane there for Joseph Newgarden. We'll see how that factors in as they work their way up turn number five. Indeed, Kirkwood is right on the rear wing, and Grosjean is there as well. Joseph Newgarden now sets up for turn number six. Nick, Kyle Kirkwood. Kirkwood is glued to the rear wing of Joseph Newgarden.
Impossible for us to know if this is more Kirkwood being patient or if Newgarden's car has a little more pace, but it has been nip and tuck for the last six or seven laps. Newgarden, a strong charge out of turn eight. Michael, he'll hold off Kirkwood once again into turn nine.
Joseph Newgarden watching his rearview mirrors. Kyle Kirkwood trying to pounce and take that lead. Benjamin Peterson locks him up in the hairpin. He'll be a moving pick for Joseph Newgarden. Newgarden gets a good run. Not so much for Kyle Kirkwood. Joseph Newgarden, three car lengths over Kirkwood.
And it tightens up behind Benjamin Peterson, the 55 car. Joseph Newgarden goes to his high side, and he may serve as a blocker for him, jQuery, into turn number one.
Suddenly, there's a barrier for Kyle Kirkwood because Peterson all of a sudden checked up and was just in front of Kyle Kirkwood. So Joseph Newgarden, nice job there to get himself a bumper, so to speak. Kirkwood now finally gets back past Peterson. He's got clean eyes again on Joseph Newgarden. Newgarden off of turn number five, advantage about 15 or so yards. Kyle Kirkwood, who was trying to reel in Joseph Newgarden. Nick, his bigger concern at this point by the time he gets to you is the car of Romain Grosjean, who is working in for second spot.
Yep, that is Andretti Autosport Duo. We're going to have to gather it back up to run back down Joseph Newgarden because Newgarden's lead is back up to about 0.8 seconds. Michael, on the track, that equals about six car lengths.
Joseph has done a great job taking advantage of opportunities. The Canepino move on the restart, which got him the lead. And now using that pick of Benjamin Peterson, Joseph Newgarden, three car lengths, really doing a fantastic job on those alternate greens as Kyle Kirkwood runs second. Romain Grosjean now starting to put some pressure on Kyle Kirkwood.
About four or five laps away from the pit window, Davey Hamilton. It can't get here fast enough for Scott McLaughlin. He's doubled all the way to the 11th position.
Yeah, especially that car. Will Power, his teammate, also, and Joseph Newgarden, another teammate on those softer compound tires, kind of holding their own. But boy, McLaughlin, his car just doesn't like the longevity of these green tires. So you're right. Sooner the better for the pit to open for him.
We'll complete lap 50 next time by Newgarden, Kirkwood, Grosjean, Herta, and Ericsson, the top five. Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, Armstrong, and Pillow, the top 10. McLaughlin, Harvey, O'Ward, Ferrucci, and Rahal through 15th. DeFrancesco is 16th, 17th Lundgaard, 18th Pagano, 19th Daly, 20th Robb, 21st VK, 22nd Callum Ilott, 23rd a lap down David Malukas, same for Elio Castroneves in 24th, Benjamin Peterson in 25th, two laps down, Scott Dixon out of the race in 26th, Augustin Canepino 27th, again, 50 laps complete at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. 51 laps complete. Newgarden, Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Hurt of the top five. Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, Armstrong, and Pelot the top 10. 51 of 85 laps complete after the race and all week long. Listen to your favorite NTT IndyCar Series races, including Classic Indy 500 broadcast 24 hours a day. Download the TuneIn app from Google Play or the App Store. Davey Hamilton, you've been watching the laps that our leader Joseph Newgarden is turning, and pretty obvious to you as to why Kyle Kirkwood's not able to work around it.
You know, he's losing speed in some of these corners, but where he's really good is coming off that final hairpin, and then he has good forward bite as he's coming to pit lane right now.
Yep, 51 laps complete, so that pit window is open. Joseph Newgarden heads to the attention of his crew and Ryan Marine.
And he's anxious to get off of those alternate greens. This is his one stint on the softer tires. He's the winner, the defending winner of this race. Four of the last five starts at Long Beach for Joseph Newgarden. He's been on the podium. They go to sticker blacks to take him the rest of the way. Just waiting on the fuel. There he goes. Joseph Newgarden down and away.
Update from pit row brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Now the fact that he came to pit road essentially all by his lonesome, Davey Hamilton, is going to be interesting to see where the rest of the field will cycle back in as compared to Joseph Newgarden.
Well, I have to think that Joseph is first one in. He's going to take advantage of those black tires and really get up to speed, try to make up some lap time on the cars that are out there losing speed. So it's going to be a close one. You know that. It always is. And as we know, it could be disastrous as we've seen in St. Petersburg. If they come out side by side, it's going to be a fight for turn one.
Yeah, we can look up and down pit road and we can see even more drivers are making their way onto pit road, and Alex Wolf, Romain Grosjean trying to get to victory lane. He's been threatening for a podium all day long in that DHL machine.
That he has, the defending runner-up here as he's on the black tires. They put a sticker set of blacks on. They wait for the Shell fuel. Watch to see if there's any front wing adjustments. There are not. And he's down and away.
Ryan Marine.
Alexander Rossi has been complaining of a lack of rear grip. The team told him the tire pressure's got up a little higher than intended. They're going to make a tire pressure adjustment here for this final stint. It's from blacks to another set of Firestone blacks. The Shell Racing fuel is in. Quick work from the McLaren team. Alexander Rossi down and away.
Looked like a pretty clean stop for Alexander Rossi as well, Davey.
Yeah, it sure did. Really good stop for Rossi. But I tell you what, Grosjean, look at Grosjean comes out in front of Newgarden right there. How impressive was that? That Andretti team strategy for them worked out right now. If he can stay ahead of Newgarden, that's going to be big.
Yeah, we talked about the timing of it. Scott McLaughlin among those coming to pit road, and Georgia is there.
McLaughlin making his pit stop, those green tires coming off, those black tires going on four tires for McLaughlin. He is down and away.
Alex Wolf.
It's going to be an Andretti Autosport potential pit stop matchup. Kyle Kirkwood, the first in, hits the marks. They go to work. We put the stopwatch on. We watch for a potential front wing adjustment. They talk about it. They wait. They wait. They don't make the adjustment. A little bit of a bobble, 8.16 seconds. Meanwhile, right behind them, it's the Gainbridge Honda for Colton Herta. They go to black tires. They make about a turn and a half of front wing adjustment. Firestone tires and Shell fuel for the 26.
Looks like the timing of that stop was pretty good. Might be interesting. Jake Query. Let's call it. Let's see Kyle Kirkwood coming off of pit road. Let's see how well he timed it.
So Kyle Kirkwood will blend himself into pit road. Right now he has a wide open straightaway. As a matter of fact, Kyle Kirkwood now goes into turn number one. He got into that turn before Romain Grosjean, and then Joseph Newgarden just behind him.
And it looks like that Marcus Ericsson is going to come off of pit road, and he is going to blend back in with the front runner. So Davey, excellent timing on the call to some of these race strategists.
Yeah, really what happened there, I think that the cars were on those blacks, were able to cut some time, kind of got Newgarden out of his way, Kirkwood and Grosjean. And was holding them guys up, and obviously it finds them in first and second right now. It puts Newgarden back to third. Now, he's going to have a hard time getting back around him. This final stint, that was it. They have a lot of ground. He has a lot of ground to make up to try to catch those two Andretti cars.
Nick Yeoman, Alex Pelot currently shown as the leader. He last pitted on lap 22, but here comes Kyle Kirkwood, Grosjean, and Newgarden.
And we hear that Pelot is indeed laid out. So this battle, Michael, up front becomes between the Andretti drivers, Kirkwood and Grosjean, into turn 10.
Kyle Kirkwood has a three-car length advantage over Romain Grosjean. Grosjean breaks extremely deep, has a back end, nearly step out, and tags the wall, but Grosjean gathers it back up. Then it's Joseph Newgarden, and we have the third place running. Wasn't able to tell who that was, but we have Marcus Ericsson making his way to the fifth position.
Let's go to pit road and Ryan Marine.
It was a clean stop for Alex Pelot. They ran as late as they could in that stint, trying to take advantage of the pace on the blacks. It's a set of lightly scuffed black Firestones to go to the end. They packed him full. full of the Shell fuel, and he's back in the fight.
So now, with 55 laps complete, Davey, let's look at the top five as Kirkwood, Grosjean, Newgarden, Erickson, and Herta after that round of stops.
Yeah, and Pelot just came out in that sixth position, so on new tires, he may have some for him. Then Rossi, Power, you know, he just hangs in there in the eighth spot. Now, this is, remember, no more pit stops. They got to get after it right now. Big lead for Kirkwood, 1.2 seconds over Grosjean, but 3.9 seconds off that third-place Newgarden.
Let's go ahead and give you the full field rundown after that round of stops. It's Kirkwood, Grosjean, Newgarden, Erickson, and Herta. Pelot, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong. McLaughlin, 11th, 12th, Ferrucci, 13th, Rahal, 14th, Lundgaard, 15th, Harvey, 16th, Award, 17th, DeFrancesco, 18th, Simon Pagino, 19th, Stingray Robb, David Malukas, 20th, a lap down, Callum Ilott, 21st, a lap down at 22nd, Elio Castroneves, 23rd, Daly, 24th, Peterson, two laps down, seven laps down at 25th, Rinus VK, out of the race at 26th, Scott Dixon, Augustine Catapino is out of the race, 56 laps complete, 29 to go in the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Now mark your calendars, 100 days to Indy Premier, Thursday, April 27th at the CW from the balmy turns of St. Petersburg, Florida to the sunswept streets of right here in Long Beach, California. Every mile an epic moment. 100 days to Indy takes viewers into the driver's seat for access to the top NTT IndyCar Series stars as they compete for racing's greatest prize, the Indy 500. The first episode, a six-part series, airs Thursday, April 27th on the CW. Michael Young got more on that this weekend.
Here on the streets of Long Beach, getting ready to watch the premiere on the CW in a couple of weeks. Of course, 100 days to Indy, and we have the director, Patrick Diamond, with us. You premiered it to the paddock, Patrick, just the other night here in Long Beach. I guess the first question and the best question, how did that go?
Great reception. Drivers, friends, family, everybody, I think, had a good time. Great reception. Kind of saw the style of the show, and obviously we had a really exciting first race of the year, which is featured obviously in the first episode. Couldn't ask for a better reception.
I have a question because this intrigues me. Obviously, we see cameras and microphones all up and down pit lane, but you have a limited amount of time to get this thing put together. Does it fall into place? How did the first race go? Obviously, we had a great race at Texas, St. Pete. We had all kinds of drama. Do you leave a lot on the cutting room floor, I guess, by the time everything's said and done?
Yeah, obviously we rely a lot on the broadcast. There's thousands of cameras at the races, so we cover the documentary side, the storytelling behind the scenes off the track, and then we rely a lot on the broadcast cameras. So that footage, as soon as it's shot from race weekend all the way Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that goes immediately back to New York. That's being cut the next day, and obviously, we can't cover it all. The races are usually maybe 10%, I would say, of the show, maybe 15% of the show. So clearly a lot of the footage is left on the cutting room floor from the races. And then as far as covering the off the track lifestyle of the drivers, because it's such a quick turnaround show and because everyone's schedule is so busy and the edit schedule is such a quick turnaround, we go and we visit visit the drivers a day or two off the track. So we use a lot of that footage because we need it, and that's what tells the stories between the races.
Director, producer, cinematographer Patrick Diamond, 100 Days to Indy will be premiering in a couple of weeks. You've done a lot of collegiate stuff. How has this played into your experience racing a totally different ball game, or is it?
It's high level sport. So as far as that goes, listen, it's about treating the athletes and the teams and the leagues with obviously respect. We are here to, promote the sport, to promote the athletes. And, our job's a little bit easier because we're documentary style. We are fly on the wall. We actually don't, when we're in their homes, we know we're there. But other than that, we want to be, wallpaper. We want to just be there and not have the drivers and the athletes act as if they would normally act without knowing that cameras are on them. So we actually work better in the shadows than the broadcast, where they kind of have to be up in their face and all that. So, my experience plays perfect into this. I mean, it's a high-level sport with top-level athletes, and my team and I, we've all been in this for, 20 years, and so we know the game.
You've got a photographer vest on, so you're actually working today, too. You're not just around overseeing things.
That's right. Yeah, I started off as an editor and a director of photography, and And I still love that side of it all. And so, yeah, direct photography as well.
Can't wait to see it. April 27th, 9 o'clock Eastern will be the premiere. Thank you for your time, and have a good time today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Got it. Patrick Diamond, he is the director, 100 Days to Indy, again, premiering on the CW April 27th at 9 o'clock.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. This reminder, the IndyCar app is powered by NTT Data, available for free to fans worldwide. Climb on board with in-car cameras, follow along with live timing and scoring, and listen to the radio broadcast. Download the app today in the App Store or Google Play. Joseph Newgarden currently running in the fourth position. Ryan Marine was eavesdropping on the exchange between he and Tim Cindric.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, they were the first ones in this pit window, and as a consequence, they got to stretch their fuel mileage more than anyone else in the field. Tim Cindric told Joseph, look, we just got to save as much as we can, make sure we get to the finish and cut our losses, but he's definitely got his hands full.
So, Davey Hamilton, you were of concern as we see him lose another position to Colton Herta. He tumbles back to fifth now. You had a bit of a concern that Joseph Newgarden might have pitted just a little bit early in that fuel window.
Yeah, I felt he did. You know, I know he wanted to get off those green sidewall softer tires because they were just wore out. But, man, now he's paying for it. I think he would have been better off because he was leading the race at that point. You got to remember that. He was holding Kirkwood off at the time. And if he could have made it like three more laps, I think it would have been ideal for him to be able to put the black tires on and then be able to go full fuel, not have to worry about saving.
Most caution periods we've had here, 7, way back at 1998. Fewest caution periods, Davey. It's run caution-free 4 times. We've had 2 cautions for 7 laps, a blistering pace today.
Yeah, it sure is. Blistering pace. 23 laps to go right now. No pit stops left. And right now, the two Andretti cars with Kirkwood and Grosjean absolutely dominating this race at this point. Nobody even close to him. Erickson, though, I have to say, Erickson in that third position, he's back a little ways, but his lap times are really good. I mean, he's been a little bit quicker. Matter of fact, that time he's about 3/10 quicker than the leader. So I don't know if he has enough time, but he's the fastest car on the track.
An update from pit road with Georgia.
Marcus Erickson consistent all day long, started in that second position, currently running third. On the radio, not much chatter, but definitely words of affirmation, words like great job, great pass, let's push, and now most importantly, stay focused on that fuel number.
And Alex Wolf, Kyle Kirkwood has led 31 laps today.
He has. It's been a great run, and not a whole lot of chatter on his radio as well. Just occasional reminders from Brian Herta, some of the code words they use for the fuel mixtures. They've toggled between pink 6 and pink 7 and telling them that he needs to hit 85 for a fuel number to make it the rest of the way. And he's also been reminded on a couple of occasions about the fact that Romain Grosjean, his teammate, the man right behind him in this Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, has 158 seconds of push to pass left as we move towards the final 20 laps.
Seemingly a bold call, Davey Hamilton, to take Brian Herta off the pit box and take him out of Colton Herta's ear. He's the only one Colton's had in his ear, pretty much, in his experience in the NTT IndyCar Series. So Scott Harder goes over to the car with Colton. They put Brian Herta in the ear of Kyle Kirkwood. But, you know, let's face it, Michael's got a lot of experience with that. You know, he was the race strategist for San Marco for so many years and then obviously moved to a different race strategist for Marco as well. So he's done that before in terms of that father-son dynamic.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I mean, I think it was good that when Brian did race strategy for Colton, father-son, he has some confidence, some comfort there. It's his dad doing it. But then once he starts getting confidence and starts learning more, I think it was better to pass him on because it's a father-son thing. We've seen it before. It's sometimes that's not the best situation. And I think that swap of people calling the race was good. And how about right now? Brian Herta is on top right now with Kirkwood leading this race.
21 laps to go. Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Herta, Newgarden in the top 5. Below, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong. Let's get some updates from around the course. We'll start with Jake Query.
Well, a couple of laps ago, Kyle Kirkwood managed to get past Stingray Robb, and that for a lap and a half there gave him a buffer between himself and the second-place running teammate of Romain Grosjean. Grosjean just got back around Stingray Robb going into turn lapped number one, so it settled itself out. But for a lap and a half there, it gave Kirkwood a chance to kind of extend a little bit away from Grosjean.
Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, that was backed up on the stopwatch, as Jake pointed out. They were separated by three or four car lengths. That was about less than a second on the stopwatch. Kirkwood clearing that lap car first, Mark, ultimately has opened up a nice, comfortable two-second lead on his teammate Grosjean.
Michael Young.
It's been interesting to watch Marcus Ericsson. After everybody came in for that final stop, it was Joseph Newgarden in third, Marcus Ericsson in fourth. It was Callum Ilott and David Malukas. Malukas peeled off the pit lane, and then it was the Ericsson machine able to get around the slower Callum Ilott. Then he got around Joseph Newgarden. He just left this hairpin, and he's closing in on Romain Grosjean. He has cut that gap from that second to third place position down from about 3 seconds to one and a half. He's doing a fantastic job. Clearly, as Davey said, the quickest on the track.
That moment between he and Alex, Joseph Newgarden, Alex Palou, Nick Yeoman.
I don't know if Alex Palou knows that Joseph Newgarden is saving fuel, Mark, because he made an aggressive move to the inside of turn number nine. I think they banged wheels and side pods just a little bit. Palou gets the better of that, kicking Newgarden back to sixth. So Palou becomes the second Ganassi driver in the top five with his teammate Ericsson running third.
19 laps to go. Full field rundown for you. Kirkwood, your leader, Grosjean, Ericsson, Herta, and Palou. The top five, Newgarden, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong, the top 10. McLaughlin, 11th, Ferrucci, 12th, Rahal, 13th, Lundgaard, 14th, 15th, Harvey, 16th, Pagano, 17th, DeFrancesco, Pottle Award in 18th, a lap down in 19th, Stingray Robb, same for 20th place, Callum Ilott, 21st, Connor Daly, 22nd, David Malukas, 23rd, Elio Castroneves, two laps down, Benjamin Peterson is 24th, 25th, Rita's VK out of the race. Augustine Canapino, 26th. Scott Dixon out of the race in 27th position. Davey, you heard me right. Scott Dixon out of the race will finish 27th today.
Yeah, unbelievable, right? It sounds like oil pressure dropped that car. When that happens, it just automatically shuts the ECU down, shuts the car completely off. He was able to coast into the pits, not cause that yellow, but pretty surprising. And I wouldn't think that incident between Pato Award and him had anything to do with that either. He hit the nose of the car and sounded like engine problems, but bam, what a surprise.
Gateway 2021, the first DNF for Scott Dixon, Davey, since Gateway in 2021.
Yeah, no, we just normally don't see any problems with that Dixon car. He's going to have to, you know, as tight as this is, as a championship run and trying to win this championship, this race, one race right here, we could look back on it and say, well, that one DNF is what cost Scott Dixon a championship.
And be interesting to be in on the debrief for Team Penske after this race is over, Davey. Right now, Newgarden is sixth, Will Power is eighth, and Scott McLaughlin is 11th.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit surprising. I think that they, you know, most of these teams started on that green, softer sidewall tire, and I think that was probably the thing to do, and they did. They chose to start on the black. They ran good. They got themselves a position, but that middle stint just too far off the pace. They wanted to get off them. They're losing ground. They pitted too early. Now doing fuel saving, and just wasn't a good strategy, which is surprising with that Penske group.
17 laps to go, Davey. Kyle Kirkwood continues to lead. He's been holding steady to a one-second lead over Romain Grosjean. What do you think is in the mind of Kyle Kirkwood right now? I know he's got the experience of Brian Herta in his ear and who knows, maybe others. But right now, what's the mindset of Kyle Kirkwood? I mean, knows he has a fast race car. He's had one all weekend long.
Well, one thing I'd say is obviously he's very comfortable. He has the lead of the race. He has a decent leading. Look at those mirrors on these straightaways and seeing that Grosjean is backaways. Last lap, Grosjean gained almost 6/10 of a second, so he needs to be keep the pace up. But I also seen Grosjean almost run into the wall going around the fountain, so he needs to be careful as well. You know, he's known to be fast, but he's had a lot of mistakes, and right now running second, Grosjean should, you know, don't make the mistake. Just finish here if that's all you got.
And, Davey, we talked about it a little bit. I mean, let's face it, for all intents and purposes, Kirkwood's career could have stalled out a bit. He didn't have an opportunity, even though he's under contract with Andretti Autosport. They couldn't run him last year, and they essentially farmed him out to A.J. Foyt Racing. Those two iconic names get together to kind of help this kid get his NTT IndyCar Series career off to a solid start. Got valuable seat time in testing and in qualifying and in practices and in races, and it appears as though it paid huge dividends for Andretti Autosport, because they were able to get a young driver with a full years of experience under his belt.
Well, they know how important it is to keep a driver behind the wheel no matter what. And when they did not have a seat available. I think it was very good when Michael and AJ got together and said, hey, we're going to loan you a driver. We're going to take care of it. We got you a good driver. And I think it probably helped the AJ team out a little bit. It helped Kirkwood, obviously. And now today, it's all paying off for the Andretti team.
Top 10 again, Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Herta, and Pillow. Newgarden 6th, Rossi 7th, Will Power 8th, Felix Rosenquist 9th. Marcus Armstrong is currently running in the 10th position at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Hey, race fans, it's Stingray Rob. Mark your calendars and tune in Thursday, April 27th for the premiere of 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
13 laps to go. Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Herta, Pillow, the top five. Newgarden, Rossi, Power, Rosenquist, and Armstrong, the top 10. Thanks for tuning in to this Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach all across the USA. Great radio stations, including WIOU in Kokomo, Indiana, KGYM in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and thanks to our listeners in the UK listening to us on Motor Sport Radio. Thrilled to have all of you with us here today. The lead has been around 1 to 1.1 seconds, Davey, between Kyle Kirkwood and Roman Grosjean with 13 laps to go.
That stays the same. Watching lap times last time by Kirkwood, 68.5 or 6 to 68.6 for Grosjean. But how about this? 68.3, 3/10 quicker for Erickson, 3/10 quicker. He keeps closing that gap, but I don't think with 13 to go that he has enough time to get up to Grosjean.
Jake Query, we've seen Roman Grosjean in this position not once but twice so far this season be in contention late. He couldn't close the deal for a podium finish. Question is, can he do it today?
Of course, it was this time a year ago in Long Beach when we saw him running second, wanted to know if he could close and end up getting a win. Couldn't do it then. Could he do it today? We shall see. Roman Grosjean again behind his teammate. That is Kyle Kirkwood, who started on pole in this race. Right now, Kirkwood enjoying about a 12-car length advantage over Grosjean. Then it's about 15 car lengths back before that Husky chocolate machine of Marcus Ericsson.
And Nick Yoma, this street race, Marcus Ericsson hoping it's setting up eerily similar to St. Petersburg earlier this year.
I mean, that is, you look at the trends over the last couple years in IndyCar. One has been that the Andretti Autosport drivers sometimes run into each other. The other trend is Marcus Ericsson, Mark, for whatever reason, is always the right place at the right time. He has picked up some wins in his career. You think of the Nashville race. You think of the Detroit race when Will Power's car didn't start. And then to your point, it's St. Pete when it was McLaughlin and Grosjean that tangled. There was Marcus Ericsson. So with 11 laps to go, let's just keep an eye on that as we run to the finish.
And Michael Young, you have seen Marcus Ericsson start to pick up the pace a little bit. You say he's handling that hairpin pretty cleanly compared to the two in front of him.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Actually, the gap between Kyle Kirkwood and second place running Roman Grosjean about the same now from Grosjean back to Marcus Ericsson. Remember, the top of the show, we talked to Ericsson. He said he had an opportunity to win this thing last year, threw it away with the late race incident. He said it's not going to happen this year, and he's out for bear wanting to get a win, his first ever here on the streets of Long Beach. He's closed that gap, but does he have enough time to get around not only Grosjean, but Kyle Kirkwood to take the lead?
10 laps to go next time by Davey Hamilton. No one is more aware of the fate that has befallen Roman Grosjean through the first two races of the season than him. Do you think that might temper his aggression a little bit as he's able to close up on his teammate?
I hope so. I think it does. He doesn't, with 10 laps to go, he's been losing a little bit of ground. So I think he pretty much knows that he doesn't have that opportunity to make a late race charge to pass Kirkwood, his teammate. And he has a nice little lead in front of Erickson. So, you know, if I'm on that pit stand with him, I'm going to say, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, but don't go. Make sure you get the checkered flag because you're going to be on that podium in second place.
Nick Yeoman, I want to slip back a few spots. I want to look at the battle for the 12th position. You know, Santino Ferrucci's given it a pretty good drive for A.J. Foyt today, and Graham Rahal is, I think, plus 11 on the day.
Yeah, those two drivers are just leaving turn number 9 right now, and that is a good run for Ferrucci, exactly why A.J. Foyt put him in that car to kind of help that team kind of push towards the mid-pack. And you're right, he and Graham Rahal have had a good battle. Nice to see Graham in the top half of the field as well as that team team has really struggled. In fact, Mark, Ray Hall, Letterman landing it right now, 13th, 14th, 15th, solidly in the middle of the field. That's a nice step in the right direction for that organization.
Yeah, Davey, and as bad as they have been to start this season, this is the kind of thing that can help you start to build that momentum as you head to Barber and, of course, the test coming up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And you want all kinds of momentum before you get to the month of May.
Yeah, that's right. Graham Rahal, another one right behind Ferrucci. He's looking better, moving up the charge. But you're exactly right. You got to look at it and say, hey, we struggle, but we're right now we're right behind a Penske car, then a Ganassi car, then a McLaren right in front of us. So they're definitely headed in the right direction. As our leaders actually passed lap, put Connor Daly another lap down. He was kind enough to get out of the way of both leaders, let them continue on to race.
Yeah, I get the feeling that Jake Query, that front two are trying to tighten up a little bit. They do around that fountain. Are they any closer as they get back to you in turn number five?
You know, I would agree, especially going into one, that it looks pretty close. But then Kirkwood, again, this time looks like maybe he extended a little bit over Grosjean. Then it's Erickson who just worked his way around Connor Daly as well. So those front three, Nick, all have very clean eyes on one another.
Yeah, Erickson still 3.3 seconds behind Kyle Kirkwood. And as they run right now with Pato Award struggles all the way back in 18th, Michael, right now Marcus Erickson would take over the IndyCar points lead as they all race through turn nine.
As Kyle Kirkwood, the next car that he has that he could potentially put another lap down, I believe that was Agustin Canapino. But there they are, one, two, three. It's actually Marcus Erickson able to close that gap against Romain Grosjean. But as this lap car start to play into things, Mark, it's going to be hard for anybody to really close the gap with these slower cars getting in the way of any potential passing.
Davey, this kid's best finish, talking about Kyle Kirkwood, 10th at Long Beach 1 year ago, and he has led one race for a total of five laps. This is a totally new experience for Kyle Kirkwood in the NTT IndyCar Series.
That's right, and you know what that does? Just builds that confidence. Just gives you, you know what you have, what it takes to race with these guys, and you know you have a team behind you. So he's, you know, once you could do that, once you could get up front and say, okay, I belong here. I know I could run with these guys. That confidence grows heavily. So yeah, he's going to change a lot of his stats this year for sure as far as high finishes.
And Nick Yeoman, you've had a bird's eye view of this kid's growth on the road to Indy.
Yeah, awful impressive. Had a tremendous championship battle in the Indy Next Series a few years ago with David Malukas, where Kyle Kirkwood got the better, got that championship, moved up to IndyCar. But he is one of those prospects, Mark, that has had can't miss written all over him. Wasn't a good rookie season by any means at AJ Foyt, but so far today he is proving to everyone of the IndyCar paddock exactly why Michael Andretti has thought in the last couple years that he wants to get him in one of his race cars.
Davey struggles for a couple of teams today. Meyer Shank still cannot get the ship going in the right direction. Simon Pagenaud currently 16th. Elio Castroneves, trouble on the opening lap. He'll do no better than 22nd today. He is a lap down. And Ed Carpenter Racing, Connor Daly in his 100th start, two lap down in 23rd. Rita's VK out of the race in 26th.
Yeah, you're right. Just that they can't get the momentum going for some whatever reason. And it's a little bit surprising with the Meyer Shank team that they are struggling as much as they are. But you're exactly right. How about this? How about our points leader coming into this race, Pato Award? Made a couple, you know, mistakes. First one didn't cost Dixon a little bit, but the second one definitely did cost him. Must have bent something in the back of that car. It was a fairly good hit. Finds himself in that 18th spot after he put himself in position to win the first two races of the season.
And he would lose that points lead right now. Erickson would leave here with a 15-point lead. And we talked to Marcus Erickson at Texas. And, you know, Davey, Marcus Erickson said he watched Will Power closely last year. And he thinks that template is one that he's going to follow this year. He's going to rack up podium finishes, hopefully get a win or two. And he thinks that's the way to win this championship.
Yeah, your consistency up front. It's just so competitive right now. We just don't see anybody really just going to win all the races or be up front or just have that dominant program. And if it ends as it does now, that just continues to grow on with the three races, the three different winners right off. Actually, how close the points would be. Pato Award leading going into this race. He would leave here if it ends right now in that third position. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's so competitive. You got to be watch what you're doing for sure.
So your top five again, six laps to go. Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Herta, and Pelot. Let's get more on Pato Award currently running in the 18th position for Brian Marine.
Well, Davey, you alluded to the contact that Pato had. That definitely set him back, but his issue here on this final stint has been that he's had to hit a very aggressive fuel number, and he's been struggling to do that. That's not really in his nature. The crew has been trying to coach him through it as best as they can, but he has plummeted to the back of the lead lap.
And again, the pit strategy, Davey, not working out for Joseph Newgarden at all. He just lost yet another spot, this time to Alexander Rossi, so bump him back to seventh.
Yeah, and you know what that did? That just moved him back to third in points to the second. That one spot put Pato Ward back into the second position in points. So that's how critical it is. That one position swapped that around and cost Newgarden his spot. And you're right, the Chevrolets, for just doesn't seem like they're getting as good a fuel mileage. But right now, you know, you and I always keep the manufacturer points in mind. And right now, the way they sit, 254 to Honda, 222 to Chevrolet. So a big swap after they're going into this race, right?
Yeah. And that's thanks to the fact that they have the top five spots while the next four belong to Chevrolet.
Yeah, and I just think fuel mileage may be an issue for Chevrolet right now at this track. Just all the Chevrolet cars seem to be having to save just too much fuel and put the Hondas right to the top of the boards.
And Newgarden may lose yet another position, Jake Query, that seventh position, because Will Power is trying to track him down. That's
so we'll watch that one to see whether or not Will Power can get him into turn at number six. Right now, he's right on the rear wing of Joseph Newgarden. It's just about a car length and a half between Newgarden and Power through turn number seven.
Yeah, that's probably the best battle on the racetrack. It's kind of a three-car battle. You can throw the Felix Rosenquist into that mix as well, along with Marcus Armstrong, the rookie who is solidly in the top ten. Power trying to track down Joseph Newgarden, Michael, into turn number nine.
Yeah, it's been a tough day for the Chevrolets as Will Power is trying to get around his teammate Joseph Newgarden. Newgarden strong, but locked him up here in the hairpin. That allows Will Power to close in on that rear wing, call it a car length and a half for Joseph Newgarden over his teammate Will Power.
Meanwhile, Pato Ward is going to do the sportsmanlike thing, Davey, and move over to the side and let the front three tighten things up a little bit. Although Erickson is the one that's a big loser in that because Pato didn't move over for him.
Yeah, that's right. He moved over the first two, but not the third one for whatever reason. But yeah, right. He did. All three of them are back together. Erickson lost just a little bit of ground, but that front three is tightening it up for sure going down into turn nine.
Yeah, Erickson is now just 2 seconds back, Michael Young in the hairpin.
He's done an amazing job closing in on Romain Grosjean and cost him a little ground with Pato Ward not allowing him around. Kyle Kirkwood, four car lengths, Romain Grosjean, and then another four car lengths back to third place running Marcus Ericsson.
Even though that's a long front straight, it won't take long before they come back into the view of Jake Query. Top three with three laps to go.
And I got to tell you, as the temperature has dropped significantly here in Long Beach, the sun goes behind the clouds, the air is much cooler, and suddenly the action on the track is much hotter. Kyle Kirkwood trying to get his first career win in the IndyCar Series, and he's got now all of a sudden a handful with his teammate Romain Grosjean, but now also Marcus Ericsson as those front three. The distance between Grosjean and Ericsson is negligible, and Kirkwood has now all of a sudden through turn six gotten himself an extra two car lengths over Grosjean.
Top three are separated by just 1.8 seconds. Grosjean looks to be running down Kirkwood. Ericsson looks to be running down both of them, down the back straightaway into turn number nine with about 2.5 laps to go. Kyle Kirkwood staring down, Michael, that first career win.
Knives out. Everybody trying to make up as much ground as they can. Kyle Kirkwood, three car lengths over Romain Grosjean. Grosjean struggles out of the hairpin. That will allow Marcus Ericsson to close in. Marcus Ericsson now two car lengths behind second place running Grosjean.
Two laps to go in the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach as the leaders head back to turn one.
The leader, Kyle Kirkwood, now checks up heading into turn number one, and he now sees that Romain Grosjean is a little bit closer in the mirror than perhaps he'd like for him to appear. Kyle Kirkwood works his way around the fountain area. Grosjean has Ericsson just behind him. Both of them are watching Kyle Kirkwood in his second year kick up a little dust, as a matter of fact, off turn number five. Now setting up for turn number six, Kyle Kirkwood just 3.5 car lengths in front of Romain Grosjean.
Kirkwood would love to see Grosjean and Ericsson mix it up here in the closing laps. The advantage into turn number eight is about three car lengths. Kirkwood leaves plenty of space between his left side Firestones and that wall. He gets a strong charge, Michael, down into turn number nine with the white flag in sight.
Kyle Kirkwood cool in this cool air, and it is de-cooled off here on the streets of Long Beach, but Kyle Kirkwood has been hot, hitting all of his marks now, three car lengths ahead of Romain Grosjean. Again, he pulls ahead of Marcus Ericsson. Call that three car lengths. White flag is out here on the streets of Long Beach.
A little under 2 miles and 11 turns to go for Kyle Kirkwood to get to victory lane for the first time in his career, Jake Query.
This kid has taken the IndyCar series the right way, winning championships and each level in terms of the ladder to get to this point. Again, his career best in this series, 10th a year ago in Long Beach, but now trying to hold off Romain Grosjean, trying to hold off Marcus Ericsson. He hails from Jupiter, Florida, and on this particular day, Kyle Kirkwood has taken Long Beach by storm. He's got a four-car length advantage out of turn number 7.
Looks like Alexander Rossi's going to throw away a promising day. He's into the tires in turn 9. Here comes Kyle Kirkwood. The advantage is 5 car lengths, trying to hold off the veteran Romain Grosjean and the Indy 500 champion Marcus Ericsson. Michael, here comes Kyle Kirkwood into turn 9.
It has been a joy to watch this young driver's maturation through the open wheel ranks. And now today, as he gets his first pole, goes on to get his first win. Here comes Kyle Kirkwood, Mark Jaynes, to the checkered flag for the final time.
The Advance Auto Parts checkered flag flies, and for the first time, Kyle Kirkwood goes to victory lane. He wins the historic Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Romain Grosjean grabs the second spot. Marcus Ericsson is third. Colton Herta fourth. Alex Palou completes the top 5. What a weekend for Andretti Autosport. They take 3 of the top 4 spots here at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
You just won the Long Beach Grand Prix, buddy. Way to go! Let's go, Ron! Yeah! Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys. Amazing job. Amazing job.
For the 6th time in 39 years, a driver has run one from the pole. Davey Hamilton, Honda, takes a stranglehold on the points lead right now. They lead it 254 to 222. Good day for Honda. Good weekend for Honda.
Yeah, absolutely, with Chevrolet leading the first two events, winning the first two events. But this one here, the first Chevrolet, not till 6th place. That would be Will Power, then Rosenquist in 7th. So Honda swept the top 5, and that shot them to the front of the points manufacturer championship.
Let's go to Georgia Henneberry. Georgia?
Romain Grosjean coming home 2nd today. And Roman, is this one a bit bittersweet for you, not capturing that win, but seeing the success that Andretti Autosport had today?
I think we did an amazing weekend as a team. I'm very happy for Kyle. Obviously, I wish it was me, but he did a tremendous job today. We got in a situation with the fuel, but I just couldn't try anything. So here's what it is, but happy that we're P2, happy that we're 1st and 2nd. It's a hell of a job on the team.
Back-to-back 2nd place finishes for Romain Grosjean on the streets of Long Beach.
And, Davey, we're going to hear a couple of drivers and see comments from a couple of drivers of the post-race that are going to say fuel was an issue for them, because in that 2nd pit stop, that 2nd round of stops, Davey, it was clear a lot of drivers might have come in too soon.
Yeah, and what happened there, I think, is the green softer sidewall tires, the deg on them was just too much, and they didn't want to stay out there on a full fuel load. So what that did is made them come and pit early, try to get off those tires, but then they had to do so much fuel mileage the last half of the race, it just didn't pay off for them.
Let's go back to Georgia.
Marcus Ericsson coming home 3rd today, and Marcus, so consistent throughout the whole day, but what more did you need?
I got involved in that incident when Pato went for a dive there on that restart, and I think I lost, 6 positions or something. I think without that, we had the speed to win today. You know, the speed in the car and the Husky Chocolate Honda was tremendous. And, you know, the way we catch the leaders there in the last stint, I think that showed everything. But good points today, and really, really happy for everyone here. And top 3 Honda, that's great.
Fist pumps all around. Are you still proud of this team?
No, for sure. I think that was a tremendous weekend from us. You know, we were up there every session, great qualifying, and like I said, the speed today was the best out there, so very happy with that.
Marcus Ericsson finishing 3rd.
Ryan Marine.
Let's jump in here and have a quick word with Colton Herta, who came home 4th today, former winner here at Long Beach. Nice drive for you, making your way through the field, but you had some hectic moments you had to deal with, right?
Yeah, it was a fun one, though. It was a pretty simple race from our point of view. You know, it was 2-stopper and saving fuel most of the time. Good job. And the Gainbridge Honda was fast, and really all the Andretti cars were super fast. We saw 1-2-4, so happy with that. You know, we moved forward. We had good pit stops, clean race, and good points.
What does this do for the team to have 3 inside the top 5?
we just need to start doing it every weekend now. You know, we have the cars to be able to do it. So consistency needs to come all around from everybody in the team. So we'll see. We'll be happy with this result, but we're looking forward to Barber and hopefully 1-2-3 in that one.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Georgia.
Alex Pillow rounding out the top five, and Alex talking and debriefing with Chip Ganassi. What does that conversation look like after today?
Yeah, we're happy, but at the same time, a bit disappointed. I think we had a bit of bad luck today. On the second stint, we were running quite good, and on the restart, I got caught up by Pato spinning, and he was on the fence, so I don't think I would have made it, so I had to wait lots of cars passed us, but anyway, super happy with the result, the recovery that we did from 12th to 5th, and yeah, the number 10 Richland car was capable of winning, so a shame that we lost that chance today, but happy that we've been really strong this year.
What can you capitalize on going into Barber?
Oh, a lot. We had really good bases in St. Pete, in Texas, and here as well. I think here was really, really good. Like, I would say my car was probably the fastest out there. So, yeah, the crew did an amazing job. Can't wait for Barber now. Try and win there.
That is Alex Pillow rounding out the top five.
To victory lane and Alex Wolf.
And Kyle Kirkwood taking a big swig of water, was hugging and high-fiving his crew. Well, last year you had your first IndyCar top 10 here yesterday, your first IndyCar pole, and now your first IndyCar win. What was it like from the driver's seat of the 27 car?
You know, the team made it easy on me. Andretti Autosport, I mean, those guys made it really, really easy on me. Maybe one of the easier races I've ever had, and Brian told me that. He's like, look, it's no different than any of the Road to Indy stuff. Of course, it was tough there in the middle when I got stuck behind Newgarden, but kept it calm. We knew the strategy was going to play out in our favor, and it surely did there, and I'm so thankful for them because they're the ones that guided me to this victory today.
We talked yesterday about the fact that you hadn't touched the car a whole lot during the weekend, and it seemed like today there wasn't a lot of a touching on the pit stop. You were maybe playing with the bars a little bit inside the car, but it seemed like a pretty smooth race as far as adjustments went and comfortability.
Yeah, you know, our car has been so good since practice one. We got it closer in the window in practice two, and then we rolled into qualifying with a really good car, and we're just like, don't touch it, roll it in the trailer, roll it out the trailer, and we're fast enough to go out there and win this one today. And we were really, really fast. There's still some pace left in it at the end. So hats off to them. They did an amazing job.
You talked about Brian Herta giving you that little bit of a confidence boost talking to you about this race. He was updating you throughout the day about what tire compound everybody was on towards the end, what push to pass Grosjean has. Roman Grosjean comes in for a congratulatory hug and discussing things. And he was updating you about how much push to pass Roman had. He was talking to you about the fuel number. Was there still some concern about fuel, or was it more about just trying to save to defend if need be at the end?
You know, I think that they scared themselves there at the end. They're like, we need to save a lot more fuel all of a sudden, and I think that was false. And Roman was keeping me on my toes there. Fortunately, some traffic got between us at one point and gave me some breathing room. But if he was in the lead, it would have been the same thing for him. It's so hard to pass around here, as you guys saw when I was trying to get around Newgarden there. But hats off to the team, Andretti Autosport, AutoNation, Honda. Power was amazing. Car was amazing. Everything was perfect.
Lastly, you know, they always say the first win's the toughest. What do you think now as we go on in this season? Seems like the 27 car hit on all cylinders as we head to Barber Motorsports Park.
Yep. Thank you so much.
That's Kyle Kirkwood, a first-time winner.
Let's hear from Scott McLaughlin, who came home 10th today.
Yeah, Scott, a 10th place finish today. I think the second stint told the story of the day. Once those greens started to fall off, it really cost you a good, better finish than the top 10.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, the rears actually cooled off, and then because I was saving fuel on them, and we just got caught in the wrong spot. I mean, ultimately, if you had a crystal ball, you'd start on greens because the black tire was better to look after fuel and all that stuff. But unfortunately, we don't have that. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. But I think you know, we maximized as much as we could. There was a tough second stint in Sancia Chevy. To still bring home top 10 is good. Definitely think we deserve more, but it is what it is.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the test at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway next week.
Yeah, can't wait. Hopefully it's dry.
There you go. Best of luck to you. Let's head on down to Jake Query. That was Scott McLaughlin.
Joseph Newgarden finished ninth. Seemed like one of those days. The perspective from high up top turn one was your car was really good, especially in bunched up traffic. And then just kind of lady luck didn't fall your way in that late stint. What was your viewpoint?
It's probably part of it. You know, lady luck was the caution in the beginning. Obviously, the way our strategy was playing out and what we were looking for, the caution didn't help. Regardless of that, you know, I think we were making the most of it. you know, something else did us in. So just disappointing. You know, I felt like, man, we had a really fast car, really fast. And, you know, the pit stops were great. The Hitachi crew was phenomenal. Chevy was stellar for us. I don't know what to tell you. It was just disappointing. It was painful. In the end, was painful.
Chance to bounce back at a racetrack. I know you enjoy, though, in Barber, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We'll be back, man.
Appreciate it, Joseph.
Thank you.
Joseph.
Great job, Jake Query. Michael Young calling action to the turns and hustling down to pit road. Full field rundown. One more time for you. Kirkwood, Grosjean, Erickson, Herta, and Palou, the top five. Power sixth, Rosenquist seventh, Armstrong eighth, Newgarden ninth, Scott McLaughlin tenth. Santino Ferrucci in the 11th position, 12th Graham Rahal, 13th Harvey, 14th Lundgaard, 15th Pagino, 16th DeFrancesco. A lap down, 17th Pato Award, Stingray Robb, 18th, 19th Ilott, 20th Malukas, 21st Castro Neves. Alexander Rossi goes into the tire barrier late. He'll do no better than 22nd today. Connor Daly, 23rd, two laps down. 24th, Benjamin Peterson, three laps down. Augustine Canapito, shown in 25th. He was 32 laps down at the end. 26th, Rinus VK out of the race. Scott Dixon, first DNF since 2021. He finishes 27th today. There were four leaders, six lead changes, two cautions for seven laps. Kyle Kirkwood led 53 laps. Joseph Newgarden, 27. Canapino led three. Alex Palou led a couple of laps. Graham Rahal, plus 12. Will Power, plus 7. Same for Santino Ferrucci. David Malukas, plus 5. And Armstrong was plus 4. Your points leader looks like this. It's Marcus Ericsson, who leads by 15 points over Pato Award. Alex Palou is 19 points back. Joseph Newgarden is 21 points back. It was a weekend, Davey Hamilton, for Andretti Autosport to flex plenty of muscle. And boy, did they.
Yeah, they did. We knew right off for the start of this weekend, when you come to Long Beach, that Andretti is so, so tough. And boy, it showed off today with as you said, Kirkwood and Grosjean. What a great show, but Herta coming in that fourth position. But now with a points championship, that's what we look at right now with that eight car. Man, he's done a good job. First three races, that's a Ganassi car up there in the points championship. And you got Pato, a tough day for Pato Award, but he still finds himself in second, as you said. So a good day, really, for most of the teams that we expect to be up there, but a bad day for a few of them. And one team that needs to find is that Meyer-Shank team. Seems like they just can't find the speed this year.
Within the team, it didn't seem as though Texas, that Brian Herta and Colton Herta necessarily all in on the decision to take Brian off Colton's car and put Scott Harder on that and then switch Brian over to Kyle Kirkwood. But, boy, Michael Andretti looking awfully smart after this weekend.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Brian, it sounded like Colton was actually okay with it, but Brian was not to me at Texas. But Brian's in victory lane with his Kirkwood, and obviously he has to be happy. He does a great job, and I just think it's a better program with swapping Scott Hardner with Brian Herta. So it's paying off. Michael did a good job, as you said.
And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's a totally different animal talking about Barber Motorsports Park in beautiful Leeds, Alabama. But, Davey, a few places we enjoy visiting more. That's what's next on the calendar after we get a couple of days of testing out of the way at the Speedway.
Yeah, it really is. Looking forward to the Speedway. Weather doesn't look too sporty right now, but hopefully it'll clear up to where they can get some laps around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But you're exactly right. The next one that counts, Barber Motorsports Park, one of the most beautiful racetracks we go to in all of our stops, and we look forward to getting there in a couple weeks.
We will preview that race with Gene Hallman when we come back. Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by M-First, April 28th through the 30th at beautiful Barber Motorsports Park. And it's time for our annual preview with Gene Hallman. Gene, welcome. Hard to believe it's year number 13. And let's go ahead and get right into it. There's plenty of track activity led by the NTT IndyCar Series.
There is, and we're so excited, Mark. This year, the 13th year, as you said, is going to be a lucky year. We are so excited about the series itself. We feel like it's got a tremendous amount of momentum. I was just sharing with you off air that I feel like finally everyone's back out among people. The pandemic hangover is gone, and the park is beautiful. We've had a warm spring here in the South, and we're eagerly awaiting the IndyCar Series here in a couple of weeks.
Gene Hallman is helping us preview the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix coming up at Barber Motorsports Park. As far as tickets, you can enjoy the event in a variety of ways, and the price points are extremely reasonable, Gene.
They really are. We want to make this a very fan-friendly pricing structure. The Sunday tickets are only $49, and kids 15 and under get in free. Saturday is $45, and Friday is $25. Now, we sold out Saturday and Sunday the past 2 years, so I would encourage IndyCar fans that have this on their bucket list to come to the Barber Motorsports Park to buy now, because we're on the same ticket trajectory we've been the last couple of years, to where we just get to the point where we don't think it's comfortable enough to sell any more tickets. And we'll probably reach that point again this year, so please buy now.
And, Gene, we're going to let people know that on that ticket page that they can make a donation to the Children's of Alabama. I know you're very excited about that.
We are. It's a new era for us. Honda's still our partners, our official automobile, but we have a new title. Medical Properties Trust is an international company headquartered here in Birmingham. They've gifted this title sponsorship to Children's of Alabama, which is a world-class children's hospital, one of the top three or four in this country, and to give them the platform to talk about what they do, help them raise money through the race and other sources. It's just a real honor. It's in many ways like the FedEx event on the PGA Tour in Memphis, where the focus of the entitlement is such a great cause in this children's hospital. And a lot of the patients who are out of the hospital are going to take part in this environment, especially the opening ceremonies for the drivers. So look for a lot of great moments during this three-day weekend.
Visit IndyAlabama.com for all the ticket and event information, plenty of information about the venue. Gene, please come by and see us at the broadcast booth when we're at Barber Motorsports Park.
I will, Mark. You guys do a great job and have a great weekend this weekend.
The Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach has been brought to you by Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series, for redefining the limits. Advanced Auto Parts, official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series. Pennzoil, official motor oil of the NTT IndyCar Series. American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. Coors Light, cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is proud to be the official beer partner of the IndyCar Series. Coors Light, made to chill. BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. Henchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a henchman. The Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in motorsports. By Safety Clean, official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, an official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Racing Optics, the official aero screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by NTT, official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Our driver analyst today, Davey Hamilton. In the pits, Ryan Marine, Alex Wolf, and Georgia Henneberry. Our turn announcers were Jake Query, Nick Yeoman, and Michael Young. Our chief engineer is Rick Evans. Satellite and technical support, courtesy of Scott Brigette. Our producer is Sam Rumza. The network director is Chris Pollack. This is Mark James. Don't forget, you can listen to Classic IndyCar Radio 24 hours a day. Go to IndyCarRadio.com or download the TuneIn app to your phone or tablet and come right back here to this IndyCar Radio Network station in 2 weeks. It's the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix from beautiful Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama. Our coverage gets underway at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, April 30th. We'll talk to you then.
The preceding was an exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.